Totalis Jeffian. This week, Jeff.
Hi, I'm Alsa Torek, and with me is...
I'm Bailey, the Jeffstorian, and today we are
And together, we're Totalis Jeffianus.
Oh yeah, well, you're supposed to say Totalis Jeffianus, right?
Welcome yeah, to Totalis Jeffianus. I say it in the my intro.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And we are going to be ranking all of the Jeffs from Jeff 1 to Jeff 35
Woo.
To this week, Jeff 4.
Hell yeah.
I will say there are 59 Jeffs.
Ooh.
So.
It's over a year of Jeff.
Yeah. So, like, most Jeffs that are, like, not numbered will do, like, two in one episode.
Mm.
Because there's really not a lot in those guys.
Fair.
Right. And then we'll just, like, rank one of them, and then we'll get you to bring the little voice in. To say the next one.
Yeah, we were just going to do like a rapid fire round for a lot of the ones where it's like four sentences
and
on them.
Also, like, because, like, for example, not this guy, but his great-grandchildren are the last two, right? So, for them, their episodes are actually so short that we're going to have time to cover a big topic.
Oh, perfect.
Probably, I want to cover something that happens very shortly anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably next week.
Okay.
Because a big event happens in the world of empires, so...
Ooh, the Age of Empires?
The Age of Empires. All right. I guess we better get started. We got a lot to get through.
Zoom, zoom. All right. Zip, zap.
In 175 AD, Jeff was born in a small town in Syria.
All right.
To Jeffina the Younger and an unnamed man.
All right.
We just don't know. History doesn't give it.
Could have been under a Jeff.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know. We do know that he was named after Jeff 2.
Okay, okay.
Yes. After Jeffina found out Jeff 2 had died in the Roman-Parthian War, she then had a child, like, kind of, like, right as soon as Jeff 3 got back.
Gotta get on that bloodline.
Exactly. Jeff, unlike his predecessors, lived a peaceful life as a youth. And he...
Yeah, I guess it was because he wasn't in slavery.
No, but he hated
it. Yeah. He was like, I'm growing complacent.
Yeah, no, he would always constantly hear stories about his uncle in Rome.
Which one?
As he was growing up.
Oh, I guess this would have to be three because
he never met two, right?
Yeah, yeah. Three was the only one who went to Rome, right?
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. And let's see if this one makes it out of Syria, right?
Well, fingers crossed. He, I have a prediction he made.
Okay. Maybe. He wanted to explore the empire. Mm-hmm. That was his whole, like, he just, I don't know, he hated being complacent in this desert.
Yeah, yeah, he wanted to grind.
Yeah, exactly.
This has been consistent
but
throughout all Jeff so far.
He wanted to fight. He just wanted extreme battles. He wanted to become a soldier, win battles, have glory.
And specifically fight, or like a bloodlust?
Maybe it's a bloodlust. He is, like, 16 now that we mention him right now.
Fair. So average 16-year-old.
Yeah. He's about 15, 16 at this time. This is the next time we hear about him. So he has a peaceful childhood. We don't know much about him. Probably helped his mother and his aunt around. So he decided that in 191 AD, he was going to join the military.
All right.
But
So 16.
We're in kind of an area where, like, there's no...
No, like, real wars going on.
No wars going on, right? Like,
it was largely like civil, but now it's kind of
Commodus is in charge, and he has no wars going on with outside neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so
it's all just kind of like internally, maybe a little rough.
Jeff figured he needed to go to the most likely place that would have battles. Right.
Oh, like not even gonna like register for the military or anything. Just gonna show up.
Well, he just wants, right. Like that.
That's
cool. He wants to be just fighting, right?
Okay. Cool.
All good.
Yeah. Seems fine. Seems fine. Oh, lovely. And now I can like actually hear through the headphones. I had the monitor turned down way too low.
Okay. Fair enough. So he decided he was going to take a convoy.
Convoy.
Yeah, they're like just groups of people who deliver goods from one city to another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously. And he got word of a Egyptian convoy coming up through Syria, heading towards the Danube region, which is just above Greece.
Yes.
Right?
And is that the river, right?
The Danny River.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And so within a couple weeks, he said his goodbyes to his mother, to his aunt. I'm leaving.
To his women.
To his women. His woman.
A woman.
His womans. And he went to join the next convoy. It was a food convoy that was delivering mostly non-perishables.
Hopefully not directed by Jeff One.
No, definitely not. Armor. Could this one have goods?
Been delivering tomatoes?
Probably not. Probably potatoes.
Damn.
Probably grain, really.
Maybe the next one.
Because grain is Egypt's main export to the empire.
Okay.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, I guess river. That makes sense.
No, it is the breadbasket of the empire.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If we lose Egypt, it's looking grim.
Damn.
Just remember
that. I sure hope they don't lose Egypt soon. Man, that would suck.
All right. So they're heading towards the province of Pannonia as soon as he joins. Pannonia is modern-day Austria, Hungary,
okay.
Croatia, Slovakia, Slovenia, all of them. So just like that little area. Mm. Jeff didn't care where he was going, really, as long as it was not in Syria. Mm. He kind of hated it there. Just really boring.
Yeah. Live there your whole life, small town, all that. You kind of get bored of it after 16, yeah. 17 years.
Well, on his way over... to the on the trip over, he started hearing rumors about a legion that was stationed outside, like inside the province of Pannonia.
Okay. Right?
And it was led by a famous man named Septimius Severus.
Hey.
And Jeff just spent the entire time listening to people tell stories about Septimius Severus.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just getting more and more excited, right?
He kind of got like a Jeff Ones on him, Jeff One with Trajan.
Yeah. Trajan, mm-hmm. Very similar.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So continuing that trend of like, sort of, I don't necessarily follow like Rome or the emperor. I follow like a general that's great, and I hear stories.
Yeah, and that's well, that's mainly because Jeff wants to be like it, right? He hears a lot of things about Severus, and he's like, yeah.
Jeff has a praise kink.
Exactly.
it's hereditary.
Skips a generation.
Yeah. Skips a generation. That's not even a generation. That's like his nephew.
No, Jeff One's still his grandfather.
Oh, Jeff One, skip. Oh, yeah, two and three would have been that. And then
His mother is the sister of the two.
Daughter of. Is his mother's Jeff the Younger? Jeffina the Younger?
Jeff One's wife is Jeffina the Elder.
Elder.
And then they had two daughters, Jeffina the Younger and Youngest. Because Romans.
But is his mother the younger or youngest?
His mother's the younger.
Younger,
not the youngest.
Okay.
The youngest is Jeff 8, who starts the second Jeffianist dynasty.
Okay.
He ties his lineage back to
Jeffina the youngest.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So she has children at this time. We just don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
So we will get them eventually in about, honestly, about 100 years.
Okay.
We'll get into Jeff 8 probably, mm-hmm. which doesn't seem like a long time, but like it's just like a lot of these Jeffs overlap a bit.
Yeah. We're moving at like a solid clip though.
Yeah. So at the start of 192, Jeff arrived in the Pannonian capital, Carnuntum.
Carnuntum?
Carnuntum.
That's a fun name.
There's going to be a lot of fun names.
Yeah, it's a funny name.
The legions were stationed just outside the city. And Jeff just kind of floated around the camp.
Just vibing?
Yeah, well, he was just...
He was a beta orbiter for Septimius Severus.
He was trying...
maybe if I send him enough messages on OnlyFans, he'll notice me.
Well, he's more thinking, if I stand outside and look, like, tough, that maybe Legion Centurion would see him and be like, oh, who is that man? We need him in our army, right? That was Jeff's plan.
That'd be cool.
While standing outside, Jeff realized, found out what legion it was.
Yeah.
This is the 14th legion. It's called Gemina.
So that means it was like founded in Gemina, right?
No.
Never mind.
Yeah, no. It is, I actually figured we might have to go through it. So I looked up. Every time we go through a new legion, I just want to give you the background.
Fair enough.
Right? So the legion was originally created by Julius Caesar.
Okay.
It was twin legion with another one. It was also the 14th legion.
Okay.
The legion combined with another different legion that is unnamed right now. Mm-hmm. And when they combined, it was given the name Gemina.
Oh, Gemina twins, two legions.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, that must be it, right? And,
oh my god, you're such a Gemini.
It made it all around Gaul, then it went up to Britain, and eventually, for the last 100 years or so, it was stationed around Pannonia and the Danube region.
God, I'm really, from the six things you've said to me about Gaul, every time you say that name, I cringe, because I'm like, oh god, not Gaul.
Yeah, like, we'll...
Like, I realize we're already, I think, far past Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah, we're about 200 years.
Yeah, which was, like, that was the, like,
so now Gaul atrocious. Is fully Romanized.
So now, yeah. Now Gaul is just part of Israel. I mean,
yeah, no, we haven't really had, like, there's some provinces I haven't mentioned that much yet, like Egypt, Spain.
Yeah, Spain, honestly, when you said Egypt was part of Rome, I was like, oh, all right, that makes sense, I guess, but yeah.
I'm about to show you a picture of the Roman Empire, what it looks like now.
Okay.
The only thing that's different is mainly Trajan's conquest, or not?
Yeah, it was largely like the expansion to the Middle East that kind of was pulled back.
So, like, but Jeff will eventually spend a substantial amount of time in Gaul, will substantially in Egypt.
Okay.
The only real area of the empire we rarely see Jeff in is probably Spain.
Okay.
That's never really. Spain has below it, Roman owns the entire northern African thing, so Spain cannot be invaded from there.
Okay.
The other side is the Pacific Ocean, and then above it's Gaul and Britain, which are both owned by...
Yeah, so it's so kind
Spain
of like...
Spain is, like, at this time...
It's like if, like, Russia or, like, China or whatever was, like, gonna invade America, but was like, we're gonna aim for Wisconsin first.
There's sure? No one really, like... Just like Italy, there's not a lot of ways to get to Spain without going through the entire empire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Spain, like... Yeah, all of these provinces are being currently heavily Romanized, including Britain.
Yes, yeah.
Britain only joined about 100 years ago.
When you say so joined, do you mean conquered?
Conquered. We'll actually spend some time in Britain today, which is all nice. All right, yeah.
Cool.
I got some tickets.
Hop on a plane?
I'll be out of here in 15, all right?
Sounds good. Cool. Neither of us have a car.
Yeah. We'll run. The main notable that has been in this legion before that you will have known... is our friend Statius Priscus.
Oh.
The governor who went back and invaded Armenia after it got taken.
Yes.
So
yes.
After Jeff at 2 and 3 lost the first time.
He's the one who...
He fled to them. They fled to him. And then he became... So Statius Priscus, this is the third time he's been mentioned in just 3 episodes. I guarantee you Statius Priscus has never got this much... talked about him ever. The only reason I'm
we're putting respect on Priscus's name.
I am mentioning, and that's kind of what I meant to say last week, but I decided not to, and I said I was going to tell you at the end, but I forgot. With the Jeffs, I want to give it a different aspect. I told you this off camera.
Oh.
And
on the uncut edition.
But, like, for people who've listened to Totalis Rankium, they've seen it through the eyes of the emperors. I want them to see it through the eyes of Jeff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be mentioning people who Jeff would have talked to. Like, so the reason I mentioned Statius Priscus is they didn't mention him. They just said a governor did that.
Oh, okay.
A governor came back and
the governor.
Yeah. And so I'm saying it because...
Yeah, they didn't say the governor. They said the governor.
The governor. Hello, governor. Can I have some more? Sorry. They make American accents all the time.
Yeah, so fine. Hey, we're safe from that one. We're Canadian.
Exactly.
It's completely different. It's completely Canadian different, accent. Bud. It's up down to Timmy.
Yeah,
it's
got bud. A, right.
Got a double
next,
double.
The rest of this episode is going to be done like this, huh, bud?
That's the episode. All fucking right. A, bud. Nice. Fucking A. Sauce me the double.
Oh, do you have a dart, bud? Okay, we have to... Let's go on. Okay. So Statius Priscus was the man who took over after the defeat, right? Okay. And so that's the one guy you'd probably recognize that was in that legion at one point.
Right? Oh, he was in the 14th Gemina.
14th Gemina legion. Eventually, standing outside, Jeff ran into the legate of the army.
Okay.
A man named Titus Flavius Secundus Philippianus.
Damn, that's a lot of names.
Yep, it is.
That commands some respect.
And so what a legate is it's anglicized. The real thing is legatus.
Yes.
It's kind of like a high-ranking military officer of the Roman Empire. Yes. Usually rich senators would send their sons as legates.
Oh, so legates were fail sons.
No, they're sons that you got to... this is like rising up through the ranks, cursus honorum.
So like you could be a legate but not be the son of a senator.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's the only reason. I just say fail son is because it's like this is like the career path for this child that this is decided it is from a career birth. Path. But like you're not really gonna get to do it if you're like a peasant during the military.
You can rise through the ranks to become one, but it's less common. Usually it's just a rich son.
Like, rich son is appointed here.
To get military experience.
Yes.
It's not really in the battles or anything. You're just kind of like being an officer.
Oh, yeah. So like,
and then you leave. I have military experience now.
So, yeah. So it's for fail sons. Okay. Yeah. It's all legates are all fail sons are legates, but not necessarily every legate is a fail son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the equivalent of a high ranking in general, like officer.
Yeah. Or right? it's like having some title of your job is like. Director and executive communicator of overseas operations and diversity. Yeah. And then you make like 12 figures a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Figures a year.
Yeah.
All right. So meeting Titus Flavius Secundus Philippianus, Jeff tried to show how much ambition he had.
Ooh.
And just to say like I want to be a military man.
Damn, right? I sure love fighting. And if Secundus, only I could join a legion.
Secundus asked why Jeff just didn't go up to the sign-up booth, which was literally 10 feet away. Right? And Jeff declared that he wanted to be a high-ranking officer to bring glory to Rome.
Yeah, glory to mankind. Yes.
Secundus, probably dumbfounded with this statement from this like 16-year-old boy, just... brought him to the sign-up booth. And in that year, 192, Jeff joined the Legion 14, Gemina.
So that would be, he would be like 17?
He's about 16.
16?
He's about to turn 17. He left when he was 15, turning 16.
Gotcha.
You as a regular foot soldier. 16,
going on 17.
Yeah. He's maybe almost legal drinking age. Well, actually, at this stage, they probably were all legal drinking age, huh?
Yeah, there was no laws about drinking age.
So Jeff joined as a regular foot soldier.
All right.
Not
quite what he was after.
But he was not disheartened.
All right.
No.
There you go.
No. He was...
You know what you were saying? This Jeff wanted to be on his grind set. I'm sure he would rather be a regular foot soldier than automatically a general.
If anything, he was beaming with excitement.
Ooh.
Because he got to fight. Right? And that's all he really wanted to do the whole time, right? So about 6 months passes.
Mm.
So now, yeah, he's 17 now.
All right.
And he wasn't great at it. He wasn't great. He wasn't a great soldier.
But again, sure he'd prefer it that way.
Well,
he can learn and just has to grind that much harder for success.
Exactly. But throughout his time being there, he always saw Severus from like a distance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he was just always like, yeah, man, like, that guy's got a forked beard. Like, that's amazing.
Yo.
Yeah, Severus got a forked
cool.
beard. I'll show you later. I just forgot to save a picture.
It's very evil coded.
Yeah. He's got a pitchfork beard. It's so cool. Jeff couldn't grow a beard, so.
Yeah. In a similar way to having a praise kink is hereditary, so is facial hair.
And, Yeah, no, it's a while before we get into Jeffs with beards. But we do...
It has to be bred into the family.
Eventually, it'll get to a stage where basically every Jeff has a beard.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But we're at a stage in Roman history where... Like, to be fair, a lot of emperors now have beards because of Hadrian. Mm. Hadrian is known as the first bearded emperor, really. Mm. And he brought beards into fashion.
Ooh.
So now
he's a trendsetter.
They really stay in fashion for, like, the rest of Roman history.
That's funny.
But just know this. From the last, like, last 700 years, beards were not popular in Rome.
Interesting.
It was clean face, shaven. That was popular. Not anymore.
Hmm.
But for Jeff, he's still, like, rocking the whole...
It went from twinks to bears.
Yeah. In mid-January...
Hadrian was during the Five Great Emperors,
Yeah, he was the third.
He was the third. So that was before Trigon.
It was Nerva, Trigon, Hadrian, Antoninus Pius.
So, and Trigon was the height of the emperor's size. So were beards the cause of the downfall of Rome?
I wouldn't argue that, mainly because Rob and Jamie love beards.
Well, maybe they don't. Well, you were saying that they keep saying, like, I don't like Rome. I don't like this. That's why they love beards.
Well, I guess, yeah. Maybe.
I've put it together.
Yeah, you have. Actually, that's a good thing to bring up. Yeah.
There we go. See? Always thinking.
In mid-January 193, word came in. Commodus had been assassinated.
Ooh.
And the ex-general / urban guard Pertinax had been put on the throne. At this point, the entire camp kind of agreed that, well, no, it should be Severus, I think. But Severus was no, like, guys, like, come on. Maybe next time, boys. Like, Pertinax ain't that bad. But Jeff most definitely thought it should have been Severus. Most definitely.
Big Severus fan.
Yeah. He thinks that Severus has been the best thing since, like...
Sliced bread?
Yeah, well, I was going to say since the iPad, but you're right. The iPad's not around yet.
Nah, not quite. Was bread around?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, wheat was a thing. Wheat was a thing. Was sliced bread around?
I don't know about that. Definitely not in the way. So maybe he's the best thing since the wheel.
Ooh. All right, okay.
And then sliced bread is the best thing since Severus.
Ah, gotcha, Yeah, it's a whole chain of succession. Exactly. Here. And then everything else is the best thing since sliced bread.
Now, Severus was smart here. He realized that, because he was supposed to be guarding the Danube.
What is that mysterious ticking noise? Snape.
Is there one?
Snape. Snape.
Dumbledore!
Yeah!
I got you. And he decided to wait. Because Severus' whole job is to guard the Danube region, right? But he also realized that some shit's about to happen in Rome.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, so he decided to wait and not move yet. He just kept his legion in Pannonia, outside Carnuntum. On the 30th of March, word came in. Pertinax had been murdered. And
shocking.
And it was more for Jeff, the next piece of news was worse, because he heard that it was his own uncle who had murdered Pertinax.
Oh, shit.
Right? And so Jeff... Jeff, very annoyed with his uncle. How dare he? He's ruining a good thing I have here.
It's going to make my life hard.
But luckily, Severus doesn't really...
Give a shit.
And now, a senator named Didius Julianus was emperor. And not only was he emperor, but he bought the empire after the Praetorian Guard and... Jeff's uncle sold it.
Auctioned it off to him.
Right? And Jeff could not deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? This is it. No, like, it should have been Severus the first time. It definitely should be Severus now.
Yeah.
And so when Severus broke the news of Pertinax's death and Didius Julianus' ascension to his crowd of army, Jeff pushed his way up to the front of the line, very, very,
ooh.
Yeah.
Gung-ho. He's a go-getter.
He put his sword up in the air, and everyone went like that, because they thought he was trying to assassinate Severus. He then said, "Hail Septimius Severus, Emperor!"
Hail his martyrdom, and then he sliced his head off. And,
and that, on April 14th, Septimius Severus officially declared himself Emperor.
All right.
Yes.
Now, is this still the year of the five emperors?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
wait, so we're at what? One, two, three. I think we're on four.
We're on three. Oh, we're at three. Commodus died before.
Oh, Commodus was before that.
Pertinax died in January.
Okay, yeah, so it starts with Pertinax, then it's Didius, now it's Severus.
Yeah. But I think, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll
I told
there.
You about it, but it'll be good for a reminder.
We'll get there. Because I don't remember what you told me.
And,
so
exactly. And so... After the 14th, they started marching towards Rome. Jeff was promoted for this act.
Fancy.
It was more Severus showing the troops that, like, I reward my loyal, like, sir, like, my loyal supporters.
Yeah,
and he invited Jeff to join his Severus's own personal guard, bodyguard.
Moving up in the world.
Yes, yeah.
We respect a grind set.
Yeah, the first thing Severus did was raise the pay of all the troops. All
right.
Nice.
Hey, so far, the history of emperors who have done that have gone well for Jeff.
Exactly, right? And so Jeff was very excited to go to Rome.
Yeah. Like,
he got to go inside Carnuntum within the last months, but Carnuntum is a big city, but it probably had about 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Which is still a big city for then.
Yeah.
But it's, definitely not like the metropolis that Rome was, where Rome at this time had around 500,000 people in it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot for now.
Yeah. Right? That's, like decent for now. That for that time, that's, like, obscene.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, the biggest city in the world.
Yeah.
For sure. And as they set out, news came in. Pescennius Nigel had declared himself emperor in Syria.
Oh.
And Clodius Albinus, or Albert, declared himself emperor in Britain.
Oh, so wait, is that 4 and 5?
That is 4 and 5.
Oh, so there's three emperors?
Claimants.
Three claimants to the
And that's the confusing thing, because the year of the five emperors has three real emperors in it and two claimants.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So things might go well.
So they all are emperors, but they're all claiming to be it.
Yes.
And because two of them fail, they're not counted.
Gotcha.
Right? They're just usurpers.
So it's like year of the three emperors, but
also takes 3 years for this civil war that's about to start to end.
Gotcha.
Right? So, yeah. Severus acted quickly, though.
Ooh.
He sent word to Albert. Hey, you can't beat me in a battle.
Yeah.
And
I have
you're
Jeff.
A lot younger than me.
Ah, good
How
point.
How about I adopt you? I'll adopt you as my son and my heir. So that when I die, you'll take over.
That's like marrying for tax benefits.
Yeah. And Albert saw the wisdom of this.
Yeah.
And agreed.
Fair enough.
And so Albert...
Was he like much younger?
He was about 30, or Severus 30. Was about 50.
Okay. Right? Okay. Like, he still
or 40,
like,
yeah.
Still have like, a decent time.
But to be fair, at this time... I say to be fair a lot, I realized.
That's fine.
It didn't matter. Like, you could adopt someone older than you.
Yeah. Roman.
Like, right? So it's not too
I don't
unheard
say
for
that,
of.
More just like Albert looking at the situation, and if he was like 2 years younger than him, going like,
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
I'll just
give it my best shot.
Albert was by far the youngest out of the three.
Yeah, it was like significant. He would still have like 20 to 30 year reign.
And then, so Albert became Severus's Caesar.
Okay.
And Nigel,
mm-hmm.
Not as productive as he could have been.
Not quite.
No, he sent word to Rome that, yeah, I'll do the job. But that note was just intercepted by Severus, and he just threw it away. And he just, like, slowly started making plans to go.
Yeah.
And
it's slow and steady. Never know.
Within days, Severus entered Rome mm-hmm. with Jeff Ford.
Yeah.
And Julianus was killed at this point. And so were the majority of the Praetorian Guard. After Severus promised them he wasn't going to kill them all, he then proceeded to kill them all.
He has altered the deal.
Yeah.
Pray he not alter it further and whatnot.
Severus approaches Jeff at this point
mm-hmm.
and asks what he wants to be done to his uncle.
And so this is when... He can show mercy.
So this is when Jeff was his loyal supporter, right?
Yes.
So Jeff was like, yeah, you know what, like, if like he'll be loyal to you, I promise he won't mess up. And Jeff at this point, not like, didn't care much. We're about to see their interaction, Jeff. I didn't mention it in last episode because I knew he was going to...
Yeah, it's more relevant here anyway.
And the reason that there's so much mercy shown towards Jeff is more for his mother's sake.
Because
it's still a brother, right?
Okay, yes,
so,
that makes
like,
sense.
It's less... Because,
yeah, he was largely, like, absentee, wasn't really in Jeff Ford's life.
Yeah, so Jeff
doesn't care. Absentee is, like, the wrong word, because he was his uncle. It's not like he's, like, has
to
be there.
Yeah.
But, like, they weren't close at all.
So, Severus conceded and said yes, and so Jeff was sent to live in a villa.
Yeah.
Before, Jeff talked to his uncle and told him that he was going to be living in a villa and that he was going to be loyal to Severus. And that
he was twirling his sword in his hand.
Yeah, and that the only reason that he was still alive right now was because of his mother and your sister.
Yes.
You're the only reason I'm not letting you die is because my mother would be upset by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So that is the only reason. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
That was Jeff did not care.
If you step out of line, get fucked, I guess. Yeah. I can't, I'm not doing this again.
Okay. Now, this is an important moment.
Okay.
Because I embellish a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be one or two times in the podcast where I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Yes.
And so from here and for another 7 years, we get nothing on him in the podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right? But I find it really, really unlikely, seeing how close he is with Severus and how close and how much he wants to fight, how he would not have took part in the events I'm going to say.
Yes, yeah.
So usually I at least just stray a little bit off of what the podcast says. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in the podcast is this next section there.
Okay.
This is fully me assuming
the
whole thing, because he would have been with Severus.
Yeah.
He would have been in these battles that are about to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do know that when he comes out of these 7 years, he is a centurion.
Oh.
Of a
yeah, so like you kind of
so
have
we have
to assume.
Assume that he does some things. And so I also, my Jeffs are a lot more serious than perhaps Jeffs should be.
Mm.
And this, so if people listening don't want to count this as a Jeff's action, they don't have to. It is just, this would make sense for this to have
happened. Yeah, this, like, maybe it's not perfect, but like something similar to this would have happened, and these events were relevant
he would have
at
been
that
there.
Time.
It is
especially when you're saying
it
he was like a.
It is so impossible in my mind, seeing how close he was to Severus. And how, like, he's part of Severus's guard.
Yeah.
At first. How he would not have gone on these
things, yeah, especially, right? Like, and so, the main thing, at least for me, being like, this all makes perfect sense, is, like, he's a centurion after 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, you
can't
you
just
have
that.
To do something
yeah.
to get, like, I don't know the exact workings of the Roman military promotion structure, but I assume that's pretty high up.
Yeah,
and
it's high up depending on, like, because an emperor can just go like that and say, you're a centurion now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, it's, like, but, yeah,
that's
usually...
That probably didn't happen.
No, not yet. It will happen very shortly.
Okay.
As we'll see. So, yeah, I just want to say that we're going to be ranking him based off of this wars that are about to happen. It's still going to count it. Just if you don't want to, in your head, listeners, and... You want to pretend that this section just doesn't happen. Totally good.
In your genin.
It is all embellished, but it is also, like, I think it adds more to him as a character.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So, yeah, here we go. By June of 193, so only a couple months after he entered Rome, he consolidated everything. Mm-hmm. Right? And he decided that he needed to deal with these threats, especially Nigel.
Yes.
Right? Because at this point, Nigel was mobilizing.
And when you say these threats, I can only think of Nigel, because Albert feels like he's been kind of nullified.
Right? But you have to assume that, like, I forgot to mention, Severus has children.
Oh,
two
okay.
Two sons.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Right? So Severus, in his mind, knows that perhaps maybe my son should be the heir instead.
Possibly.
Right? But
possibly,
he's not going to say this out loud now.
No.
He wants to take out Nigel first.
Yeah.
And Jeff went with him. And within weeks, Jeff was promoted.
Oh, to?
Centurion.
Oh,
I'm
so
putting it here to make sense for later.
Okay.
And he is 18 at this stage.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He is an 18-year-old centurion.
Damn.
With barely any military power, but he is loyal to Severus, and that's all that matters.
Cool.
Severus does not care as long as you're loyal to him.
Good for him.
Right? So, this is big. So, he was sent with a general named Tiberius Claudius Candides.
Mm-hmm.
Candidus. I believe in the podcast they called this man Candides. So, I'm going to call him Candides. It's also much easier to say.
Sounds good.
To hold back the line against Nigel's general, Acellius Aemilianus. And so by this point, Aemilianus, so Nigel's general, made it into, went right through Turkey and is now entering past the Straits that split Europe.
Was it called Turkey at the time?
It was called Asia Minor in one area. It was called Anatolia is the overall area. Mm-hmm. Anatolia is the what I'll be calling it for the most part.
Gotcha.
Because in the Byzantine era, they kind of switched to Anatolia a lot more in the sources. Okay. So, but yeah, I'm going to be using Anatolia or Turkey usually. There's just so many provinces inside of Turkey.
Gotcha.
Like, Asia Minor is the one we have to worry about today.
Okay.
And in September or October of 193, Candides and Aemilianus met in a pitched battle. Mm. Jeff leading one unit in this battle as well. Just one little legion, usually about 100 or 200 men per legion. Or I think it was like 140 or something.
Yeah.
We get no real information on this battle other than Candides completely routs Aemilianus.
Oh.
So Severus's general routes Nigel's.
Yes.
And,
which honestly, with like how you're saying Nigel was kind of treating it with kind of a laissez-faire attitude, it wouldn't have been laissez-faire at the time because that wasn't until like, what, the 1800s?
Oh, for sure.
But,
maybe that guy took notes from Nigel.
Yeah. He was like, this guy had some ideas.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that, like,
this didn't Severus go well.
Kind of
blew
him out of the water a bit.
Well, I'm actually going to show you a picture that I should have pulled up at the beginning of this Civil War.
That's fancy.
Here it is. So this is the Civil War.
All right.
This is Albinus's support network.
Yes.
This blue is Severus.
Okay.
This is Didius Julianus in theory.
Oh, it's just Italy.
Yeah, that's well. The rest of these, the red is all people who want to stay out of it.
It's the boot of Italy.
Yeah, and then Nigel has all of the east. Do you see why he's the favorite?
Yeah. No, right? That makes sense. He has like more than all of them combined.
Yeah, right. So, and all he needs to do is
which one is the pink again?
Pink is Didius Julianus.
Oh, yes.
But this is like his sort of support. As soon as Severus walked into Italy, everyone just started surrendering.
Oh, yeah. It's like they were the people around when he bought the emperor and were like, I guess it's this guy. Oh, never mind. It's that guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Severus and moved this way, and then Nigel moved up Turkey until he got to the city of Byzantium. Byzantine Empire? Byzantium?
Oh, okay.
Byzantium is the city that we will be spending the most time in out of every city.
Okay.
Byzantium eventually turns into Constantinople.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we will be spending, and that's in about 100 years, so I'm guessing they all looked around. They were like, that's a nice place.
Yeah, it's not half bad.
I could really see a capital being here. Yeah. These are big walls.
Wait, Rome isn't the capital?
Rome is the capital now.
Oh, Byzantine Empire.
It actually, you start to see parts of it in the next 50 years or so. Rome is going to start losing
favor,
influence.
Gotcha.
And so now it'll eventually get to a point where wherever the Roman emperor is, that city became the capital.
Oh,
so for a while, Milan is the capital. For a while, Ravenna is another city. Aquileia. All these different places, eventually when there's more than one emperor at a time, they all have different capitals, and none of them are Rome.
So the capital isn't so much like a geographical thing. Yeah. It denotes where the emperor
eventually, when Constantinople resides. Comes around, that will be the permanent capital. That becomes
the capital.
Permanent capital, like Rome was until this point.
Yes, okay. Right?
So Nigel is able to get to Byzantium and fortify the city. And then he kind of leaves a little bit of a garrison there and a general there, and then heads back into Turkey briefly. Candidus.
Sorry, Nigel leaves the emperor behind?
Nigel leaves the capital of Byzantium.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And he goes back into Turkey.
Yes.
Into Asia Minor.
Yes.
Just so you know where this battle is about to take place, it takes place around this part here.
Okay.
Battle that I'm about to mention.
Oh, that one's Byzantium. I was looking
at Byzantium's up there.
Yes, I was looking at the one by the boot.
Why did
he turn around?
Yeah, no. So this whole area is the area that we're having a war in right now?
Yes.
Candides arrived at the city of Byzantium.
Candides being Severus's general. Yeah. Yes.
So Severus had it so that Candides would take over the siege, and Severus followed Nigel into Asia Minor. And then outside of the city of Nicaea, which near the end of our podcast, this city will also be very important.
All right.
And it'll also be important for Christianity, because this is where a lot of these big councils happen.
Yeah, I see like the rough area we're in. Isn't that like around Jerusalem?
Yeah, Jerusalem. Do you know where Jerusalem is on a map?
I probably couldn't place it on like an old timey map. It's like around here, right?
Yeah, you know exactly where.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I've read things about Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, continuing.
Eventually, outside of the city of Nicaea, Severus and Nigel met in a pitched battle.
Mm-hmm.
This defeat was not incredibly bad for Nigel.
Okay.
But he still lost.
Yeah.
And then Nigel fled back to the Taurus Mountains. The Taurus Mountains are a mountain range that spans the edge of Turkey into Armenia.
Okay.
It kind of blocks off Syria from Turkey.
Okay.
You have to go through these Taurus Mountains to get through. and Severus was like, all right, he's on the back foot, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Severus went back to start sieging Byzantium, because Byzantium's a good city. They got big walls. Yeah.
I want this one.
Yeah. And he replaced Candides, which is weird because Candides was doing good.
Most cities have walls?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Only some. Greek ones did, for sure. We will get to that guy in 2 episodes time.
Gotcha.
The guy who starts fortifying walls around cities. So Severus went back to Byzantium and he replaced Candides with another man.
Mm-hmm.
And that man is Publius Cornelius Anulinus. I'm going to call him Anulus. Anulus is just easier.
Fair enough.
Just leaving out 2 letters.
Yeah.
Jeff was sent with Anulus. And they entered Turkey following the fleeing Nigel.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so Jeff was with
Severus at first.
Severus the whole time. Severus went back to Byzantine.
And then...
Or Byzantia. And then... But Jeff was still on the front lines pushing back Nigel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now Jeff just went from Severus's army into Anulus's army.
Or Anulus's
army. So Candides is out now. See ya, bud. Yeah, no, he kind of... It might be... I guess it is a bit name heavy here.
That's fine.
So... Jeff was sent with Candides, and then they defeated Aemilianus in battle.
Yes.
And then Candides and Severus started sieging Byzantium. Severus went ahead, and this time Jeff went with Severus.
Mm-hmm.
They defeated Nigel. Severus went back, fired Candides, and then sent Jeff with Anulus.
Was there any reason Candides was...
No, I couldn't find anything. Okay. Maybe it was just a tenure was over.
Yeah, could have just been it was long enough. I'm here.
Candides
I'm
is back. Also not that well known. Like the Cellius Aemilianus,
mm-hmm.
we actually don't have anything but his name.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, like there's no page even for him on the internet. So we just have his name on a list that he was a general that helped fight in this war.
Okay.
And he was in this battle. Right? So, like, everything that I told you about Aemilianus is what we know about Aemilianus.
All
right,
cool.
Right?
I'm the world's greatest Aemilianus scholar now.
Exactly.
I know literally everything about this guy's life.
You wait till we get to Emperor Aemilianus.
Anulus
and Nigel met outside of the city of Isis. I knew you were going to have something like that.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a connection, which there might be, for sure, because it is in Syria.
Yeah. No, I'm like, honestly, half the reason that's so fucking funny is because I know roughly the region we're in, and I'm just like, whoa, there's no way there's not a connection.
Well, the connection would not be to this, it would at least this battle, because about 400 years earlier, this is the place where Alexander the Great defeated the Persian king Darius III, who after this moment, the war was definitely like over, basically. Like, it wasn't over, but it was like a big blow to the Persians and a big up, like, wow, like, look at how good Alexander is, right?
I just mean like tying the city to the
of course
modern day
political party
faction.
Okay, so the battle started. Anullus sent his troops first, according to Dio. He's our source at the moment.
Okay.
Source.
We lose Dio soon. Dio's alive at this time.
How's Dio spelled?
D-I-O.
Dun, dun, da, 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 da,
oh!
Da, 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 da. Does he have Copyright. A cool mask, too?
Probably. We'll say
Are
so.
Are there interesting stories about him going out at night and mysteriously people's blood being disappeared from
Probably
their bodies?
Probably not, because he was very much, like, not for all that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oops.
The Severan Legions, that's what we're going to call them, because they're working for Severus,
but
they're under Anullus right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Severan Legions applied Testudo formation, which is the shields, rather to block off their own so they can be shot by arrows, or they went in front of their skirmishing line so that their skirmishers shot over them.
Oh, okay.
And big shields in front of their skirmishing line.
That's like the sort of classic like Roman formation you
see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like if you think of like a Roman battle, it's like a bunch of guys with shields at front.
The big shields that you probably have seen,
yeah,
those are not around anymore.
Oh.
Those were only around for about 40 years.
Oh.
From around Shit. Julius Caesar to Augustus.
Oh, okay.
But they're just not, like, they're not useful. They're too big. Right? Like,
they're useful
heavy,
for, like, the one
big.
Thing.
Yeah, right? Like, they're
Which
useful
is
for
standing
testudo.
There as a wall.
Yeah. But right now, for the most part, they have round shields.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, in your mind, you could visualize big shields if you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Jeff's unit did this as well, going into Testudo.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, the lines would meet. And Jeff's unit met the enemy, and he was on one of the flanks. While behind Nigel's unit, the cavalry was harassing Nigel's troops from behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually,
Sounds like
Jeff's,
it's going well.
Jeff's flank began to falter a little bit.
Ooh.
But luckily for Jeff, a thunderstorm appeared.
Ooh, Jupiter.
And all of a sudden, the rain and wind started blowing directly into Nigel's troops' faces.
Ooh.
Which plummeted their morale.
The gods were on the side
yes,
of Jeff.
Yes, they were. And Jeff's unit rallied with the rest of the army, and they fled. And Nigel fled into the Syrian capital of Antioch. His troops annihilated. It is said that 20,000 people on Nigel's side were killed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that like elephant numbers?
Can I?
Hannibal.
No, Hannibal killed 80.
Oh, never mind.
Don't get me wrong. We'll have battles that are bigger.
That ratio was so insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. it wasn't long until Nigel was captured while trying to flee into Parthia.
Mm.
And he was killed alongside of his wife and
Ooh.
Kids.
Oh, and kids.
And kids, yeah.
Oh, so that bloodline's done?
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
The head was sent to Byzantium. the head made it all the way around the empire. But the...
it went on tour.
Yeah, it did. It went to Rome. It went to Byzantium. Anullus began to head back to Severus at Byzantium.
The head back.
it was just not a joke you should make that early, you know? Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. As Anullus got back to Severus at Byzantium with the good news, it was 195 AD.
Mm.
And Byzantium finally falls.
So that was about a year?
It was a two-year siege.
It was 193 when all this started.
Yeah, right? So it was a long siege. Obviously, Severus, not very happy with Byzantium after sieging them for 3 years.
Fair.
So the entire city was razed to the ground.
Oh! So it started off like, this is a nice city, I would like this, and then it just, like, out of spite.
He then ordered it to be rebuilt.
Oh.
So, and then he left and headed back to Rome. At this time, Severus declared that his son Antoninus should be the heir.
Oh no.
In 196, Albert, hearing this...
Why would you declare it? Why wouldn't you just roll with it for a bit?
He wanted to be done with Nigel first because he was pretty sure he could beat them one-on-one. So now that Nigel's gone and it's just Albert, he feels a lot better about, like...
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's smart that he waited till Nigel was done with done for, dusted, don't have to deal with that anymore. But, like, he could have just, like, I don't know, secretly poisoned Albert, like, in 10 years from now.
Well, they tried to poison and assassinate him, but both failed.
They could have kept trying.
Yeah, well, at that point, Albert knew about it.
Oh, like, he right? it was failed as in, like, he figured it out, not okay, failed as in.
He declared his son emperor. Because he also realized, if I die before,
my son is not a military man. Yeah, yeah.
He'll lose to Albert.
Needs to get him on that fail-son path.
Severus moved up to Gaul to meet Albert.
Mm.
This battle was huge.
Oh.
This is the biggest...
Is Jeff here?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the biggest civil war between troops that the Romans have seen up to this point.
Ooh.
Now, it is highly inflated on both sides, and modern day scholars scoff at the idea
that the numbers
both
were...
sides had 150,000 troops.
Yeah, that's like...
But we are
40%, 60% the population
of Rome.
We're
not scholars, so we're just going to say yes. That was definitely 150,000 troops.
You may have to issue a correction on this in a few years if you do become one, but fuck it. No apology video from me.
See, the most generous estimates do have that the entire battle as a whole had 150,000 people.
Mm.
That's like the best, like at best, that would be it. Not,
yeah, yeah.
But most likely way less, but
it was most likely? Exactly. We're here for funniest and coolest. Fuck it, 400,000. I'm making a new estimate here. New records have been unearthed.
On February 19th, 197, the Battle of Lugdunum took place.
Lugdunum.
Albinus and Severus.
This is where genes come from.
No, but it is in France. So maybe... Gene a French name, right?
No idea.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Oh, I think like Jean?
Oh, Jean.
Jean.
Okay,
yeah.
Albinus and Severus met in battle, and it was mostly even for the most part of it. Every once in a while, Severus would get the advantage, then Albert would get the advantage.
Mm-hmm. Back and forth.
Most battles last a couple hours. This battle lasted 2 days.
Oh.
Now, you probably have a... What do you think battles look like in ancient times?
Ancient times...
What are you visualizing in your head?
Like, two... sections of troops with like the shields at the front, archers at the back, a bunch of guys
with
swords
in between.
I mean, going at each other, like swords, shields, very like chaotic.
With battles like this, it is very common for there to be breaks. Now, it does sound weird because it's like, sounds like there's a referee there, like blowing a whistle.
Lunch break,
But you will see when two blocks of units are fighting, eventually they'll separate and one will go back and then another one will. So
throughout and they have the, like shifts.
Well, throughout the battle, you see different groups of people fighting each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's not like one long line like you think. And it's people fighting online for hours. No.
No. Well, people maybe, nowadays we have people fighting online for hours.
Yeah. So yeah. A few times the tide of battle shifted. Jeff was definitely in this battle. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no clue how much he did, mainly because it was such a massive battle, and it's not a very well-sourced battle.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Severus was knocked off his horse and killed.
Ooh.
Or so everyone thought.
Oh.
Yeah, it turns out he didn't actually die.
Oh.
Yeah. And luckily for them, that would have been...
Yeah, it would have been a blow to morale, to
exactly.
say the least.
But eventually, Severus' superior cavalry were able to fend off Albert's.
Yeah, okay.
And that turned the tide enough that Severus could overwhelm Albert, who then fled to Lugdunum and committed suicide. He lost in this battle.
Yeah.
That is everything he had. He lost.
Oh, yeah. So Albert, like, put up a decent fight at least.
And then he realized, you know what, like...
But just, like, got fucking routed. He got, what's his face? He pulled a Quintilius.
Otho. Remember Otho? He fought in one battle, lost it, and then died, and then Vitellius, like, danced on his grave. Small grave for a small man.
He did Fortnite dances.
Yeah. And that was it. Severus was the lone man on the throne for the first time in his reign.
There we go. All it took was like 3.5 years.
Severus and Jeff headed back to Rome at this point. I will say this battle was like thousands of people died. Like thousands, like 20, 30, 40,000 people died in this battle. Right? So it was a lot.
It was bloody.
When getting to Rome, he extended the Praetorian Guard by a factor of 4.
Ooh. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. He decided that it was enough. Now that, like, we need to go back to the way the Praetorian Guard used to be.
Oh.
This is now the emperor's personal army.
Okay.
Rome, in all extents and purposes, is now a military dictatorship.
Cool.
Yeah. After a year being back in Rome, Jeff met a woman.
Ooh.
No clue what her name is.
Eh, whatever.
We don't, like, get used to that.
It's fine.
And in 199, Jeff was given the task of being a bodyguard to Severus's two children, Antoninus and Geta.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jeff technically is now in the Praetorian Guard.
Yes. Yeah.
In 200 AD.
Praetorian Guard, but it's not quite as, like, cushy a gig as Jeff 3 had. Don't get me wrong, cushy gig. But, like,
I also didn't mention that the guard approached Severus, said, "Give us money." And Severus said, "Okay." So that just happened. And then Jeff joined. So it is pretty cushy stuff.
Yeah, like, still cushy, but, like, they have to go fight now.
It's
not what it was. Yeah.
Well, if Severus went out to war, they'd have to go with.
Yes, right? Yes.
So, yeah. In 200 AD, here we are. We are there.
All right.
Jeff's wife gave birth to a boy. Jeff put a lot of consideration into what the boy should be named.
Of course.
And chose Jeff. Which is a fitting name, you know?
Very fitting.
He just, I don't know, he just felt like there was something great about him.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Destined.
Introducing Jeff 5.
Hey.
More commonly known as Jeff the Great.
Oh, shit. There he is.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Well, if we're going to peak at 5 and there's, what, 59?
There's 3 Jeff the Greats, by the way.
Okay.
Throughout time.
It's trimodal.
Yeah. The next one is Jeff, like, 19, so you don't got to worry. It's, like, a long time from now.
Yeah.
Now.
First 5, then when he can drink, that's also pretty great.
Exactly. Jeff would go up to Britain with Severus at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Severus wanted his sons, because they seem to, like, not be getting along too well. They, like, hated each other.
Oh.
In every single way possible.
Awkward.
They hated each other. And so he thinks, you know what? We have to get them more military experience. Let's go up to Britain, fight some Caledonians. They're Scottish people, modern-day Scottish people.
Yeah.
He went up. They made it to Britain. They went to the Hadrian Wall. Walked past it. Went to the Antonine Wall.
Walked over it.
Stepped over it.
Hey.
And went to the Antonine Wall, which is the one that Antoninus Pius made after Hadrian.
Yeah.
That it extended it farther. And but they abandoned it a few years later.
So it didn't really get built back up. It just was a longer
Severus,
road bump.
Severus decided, you know what, we're gonna redo this wall.
Okay.
So now the wall is sometimes known as the Severin Wall.
Okay.
More commonly known as the Antonine Wall. And then they went up into Scotland.
Oh shit.
And nobody came out to face them in a fight. Because the Caledonians realized they could not beat the Romans in a pitched battle. So they were just doing, like, guerrilla tactics.
Yeah, they built, like, chariot. Don't get in your chariot tomorrow, lad.
Eventually, Severus gets kind of annoyed and just signs a peace treaty with them and leaves.
There's your military experience.
Well, he said that, like, it was just, here, we'll give you some money. You guys don't invade. Little alliance we have.
Mm-hmm. And throughout all of this, just, I assume, if you're saying, like, Severus went here, Jeff went there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, like, nothing really happening.
No, like, and this is what I'm just going to explain, like, the real history. So, I'm not going to mention Jeff for the rest of our Britain trip.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that I'm following that. Like, Jeff was involved in this.
For sure. Yeah. He's in this area.
Cool.
And right after he starts walking away from the Antonine Walls, he gets worded.
It's all real history. What are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly. as soon as he gets away from the Antonine Wall, the Caledonians invade Roman territory.
Oh.
And raid a city.
Get rumbled.
Severus is outraged. So, he orders genocide.
Oh! Oh, no.
We don't need the Caledonians anymore as a people. They clearly can't keep their word. Let's kill them all.
Yeah, it's because of... He was doing race realism.
Yeah. And, now I will say a story here that I wasn't going to, but I memorized it.
All right, cool.
Antoninus, so his son, eldest son, was not really... He was emperor at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
He was made emperor.
Okay.
And, so was his younger brother, Geta.
But Severus is still alive.
Severus is still alive.
Okay.
But now they're emperors with him. They're just junior emperors.
Okay. Not Caesar's okay.
Junior emperors.
And so it's not like right? a year of the three emperors no. situation. He is emperor.
He is in charge.
They are
junior to him.
They're there.
Right. And
vice emperor.
But Antoninus wanted to be the emperor, sole emperor, no Geta.
Yeah.
Right. And he got frustrated one day and he saw his dad on a horse.
Oh.
And he charged towards his dad holding a sword.
Oh.
And obviously, a soldier saw him and said, "Hey, what the hell?" And Severus looked back, and I can only imagine, like, Antoninus did that thing where, like, you're like, ooh. And when you miss a bus.
Man. I was just checking the phone.
And Severus just stares at him.
Oh.
And says nothing.
Oh, shit.
Later that night.
That's cold-blooded as fuck. Oh, no.
Severus calls Antoninus into the tent at night. And with them is a man named... I don't know their names right now. I do usually know their names, but we're already name-heavy.
Yeah, whatever.
He has his Praetorian prefect and another man who is really close to Severus.
Yeah, okay.
And he says... He doesn't get mad at him. He just chastises him.
Yeah.
Never do that again.
Yeah.
Not in front of the men. If you have a problem with me, do it when we're not in front of the men.
They kill cannot, me in my sleep.
They cannot see us fighting.
Yeah.
If you want me dead, ask the Praetorian prefect here.
Oh.
There's a sword on the table.
Oh, shit.
If you can't kill me, then ask him to do it. You're an emperor. He has to listen. I will not counteract that.
Oh, fuck.
I can't. Antoninus gets the name Caracalla eventually.
Yeah.
So I only know him as Caracalla, I'm trying to, like, build it up.
Yeah, fair.
But I can't. I can't.
It means, literally, Caracalla doesn't mean anything to me. So I'm just like, cool.
I was going to build it up because eventually he gets the name Caracalla after he finds a cloak that is called a Caracalla. It gets tagged to him.
I
keep messing up, so.
Whatever. Caracalla. So Ala is like to wear and Kara is like cloak and Calig is like boot.
I have no idea.
Is Caligula Caracalla?
No, Caligula Caracalla different.
Caracalla. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but maybe that's
I guess it was little boots and cloak. I don't know, whatever.
And so Caracalla looks at the sword, looks at the Praetorian prefect, looked at his father and walks out.
Ooh, some coward.
Some stones on Severus there.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
That's the most badass thing.
That's really fucking cool.
He said,
cool.
Kill me. If you can't kill me, get the Praetorian prefect to kill me. I won't counteract what you say.
You're an
and
emperor.
And he just stares at him, and Caracalla just walks out.
Fucking coward.
Luckily for him, and luckily for the Caledonians, Severus grew ill in February of 211.
Ooh, aw.
And on his deathbed, he calls his sons in. He says, "Be harmonious with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the army. Scorn all other men."
Oh.
Severus has some good lines.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then he died, leaving the joint rule of Caracalla and Geta.
Mm.
Now, we get into the next part of Jeff.
All right.
I named it Bestie of Caracalla.
Aw, sick.
Jeff became close to Caracalla at this time.
He already kind of was?
Well, he was guarding him for years, and now he's like...
Yes.
He's like 10 years into guarding him, right?
Yeah, because he was in the part of the Praetorian Prefect that Severus said, guard my son.
Yeah, and Jeff at this time is like almost like late 30s, almost going into 40.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, he's late 30s. And so Caracalla would see this, like, older man as, like, oh, like, yeah, no, he's, like, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So they became close and friends.
Kind of a father figure. He had some daddy issues.
Over the next few years, he also met a couple of Caracalla's friends. Mm. One of them was a guy in a Praetorian Guard named Macrinus.
Mm.
Another one is Antiochianus.
Okay.
He doesn't come back. I just wanted to say Antiochianus.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then he also met a giant of a man.
Mm.
His name was Maximinus Thrax.
That sounds fake, because it's the big guy is named Max.
Maximinus, and then Thrax. Thrax. It's like a hard-ass
name. Yeah.
A plot was already brewing.
Cool.
First thing Caracalla did was raise the pay of the troops.
Hey.
Nice.
All right, there we go.
That is, what, the third?
That, yeah.
Severus did it. Caracalla did it. So, yeah.
And then there was, like, six before that under Club Dude.
I need to explain the relationship between Caracalla and Geta right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Caracalla liked the blue chariot team, mm-hmm. Geta liked the green.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they couldn't stand each other. Caracalla was seen as, like, just this, like, horrible... They asked, one time, Severus had some people who were treasonous to the army.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked his sons, what do you think we should do? And Geta said, I think you should let them live, right? Like, I just think you should let them live. They know they've done bad, whatever. And Severus looks over at Caracalla and says, what do you think? And Caracalla's like, kill them all!
Yeah,
kill them all! And then apparently
Geta
says to him, oh, brother, you're so bloodthirsty. It almost feels like you'd kill me.
Foreshadowing is a narrative device often employed.
The irony gong is what the podcast has at this stage. Gong. And yeah, so they just don't jive well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it comes head to head, and they decide to split the palace in half. So, you know, like, two brothers don't like each other, so they split the room in half with, like, tape.
They put, like, duct tape down the palace.
And it was clear that this empire wasn't big enough for the both of them.
No.
Jeff had a great idea, though, at this time.
Oh, let's go, Jeff.
Yeah.
Ideas guy. He said
that what if they just split the empire in half?
Yo! Yeah. And then, now you're thinking.
And then just in case, they could put troops on the borders of the empire. So that no one could take more land.
Yeah. It's a perfect plan.
That is one of the dumbest plans. Because you're just setting up two different countries to go to war.
What if we just put duct tape right down the middle?
Of the empire.
Of the empire.
Yeah. One long piece of duct tape.
Yeah.
Julia steps in. Now, this is a girl named Julia Domina.
Mm.
Now, this we're not going to be able to really get into the Severan women.
And also, this is a... woman with a name in Roman times. So yes. I'm already, like, intimidated.
She has a daughter who has two daughters, and all of their names are all Julia.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's Julia Mamia, Julia Samea, Julia Domna, and Julia Mamia. Or Mesa, Mamia, Domna, Samea. Those are the four last names.
Gotcha.
But we're not going to be getting into them. They are so interesting.
Yeah.
These Severan women are, like, some of the most influential and interesting women in all of Roman history.
Just, like, literally, I think the only other woman who has a name that isn't Jafina is, like, Cleopatra that we've talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to talk about many women, but we will. Like, even I could have mentioned Boudica in the introduction episode to, like, Julius Caesar fought.
Mm.
But it was just a sad story. She lost her two daughters, were 12 and 14, given to the army.
Oh, shit.
And then she had to watch it happen.
Oh.
And then they let her go, killed her daughters. She started a revolution in Britain, fought, and died. And the entire British
place
was... Like, the Romans were bad guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they were the
That's
bad
sort of
guys.
The underlying assumption with all of this. We're having, like, fun with it. Like, oh, Severus, he was so cool. Look at these lines he's dropping.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
It's, like, just, like... Yeah, if we're gonna, like, have a reasonable conversation, it's gonna be like, nah, this guy was, like, horrific in, like, ways we, like, untold.
For real.
For real.
And so Julia Domna steps in and says, that's a stupid idea.
Ooh,
that reason. Is nothing, nothing good about that idea. She says, how will you guys split me?
And to that, Calicula took his axe and went like this, they motherfucker.
They made a joke in the podcast where they said, we're thinking right through the mother, right through the middle, mother. No, but they all come to the plan. They all come to that conclusion. In December of 211, a meeting is set up. Caracalla asks Julia, his mother, can I set up a meeting between me, you, and my brother? Mm-hmm. I want to get things sorted out. Right?
Yeah.
And so Julia's like, yes, awesome. So she invites Geta out, and they all come. And at this stage, Jeff and a few of the centurions are in the room hiding behind various things.
There are no guards in this room.
Yeah, Jeff is hiding behind a curtain, in case you were wondering.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
A classic bit.
He thought it was the best place.
The originator of the classic bit.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Emperor Claudius hid behind a curtain when Caligula got killed.
Fair.
He thought they were coming to kill him, so he hid behind the curtain. They took the curtain off, and they all bowed and said, Emperor.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's good. So as Julia and Geta and Caracalla started talking, eventually Caracalla gave a signal.
Ooh.
It was probably a subtle, now! And all of the men, including Jeff, jumped out and ran at Geta. Geta ran to his mother immediately.
Foreshadowing.
She tried to grab him and hold him in her arms and turn him away. But the men were, she was just like, she's smaller. And they stab Geta to death in her arms.
Oh,
she
fuck.
Did get cut by it too. She got injured by it.
But she didn't die.
No. And Jeff is the one who delivered the final killing blow to Geta.
Fatality.
Now, we're going to explain Caracalla now.
All right.
He got rid of the name Geta. He banned the name.
Okay.
Not you can't say my brother's name. But the whole name Geta was banned. And it was a very popular name with slaves and actors at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of them had to change their name. You were not allowed to mention Geta. One day.
Remember when David Geta ended racism?
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was cool. He remixed the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech. Anyway.
Oh, the hell?
As you were.
One time, someone said to Caracalla, you should give yourself the name Getticus, because when you conquer Parthia, you get Parthicus.
Mm.
You conquer Africa, Africanus.
Africanus, you conquer Geta. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he didn't find it funny. That man was executed.
get rumbled.
Yeah.
That was probably meant to be kind of endearing, too. Like, you've conquered the inferior brother.
Yeah, no. Caracalla wasn't having it. Now, it is 2:13. And we are going on something called Caracalla on Tour.
Ooh.
Yes. All right. Starts in Rome. Heads up to... this is them coming back from Rome. From Britain.
From Britain.
Yeah. So Caracalla goes up to Gaul.
Mm-hmm.
He beats up some barbarians, kills them all. Nice.
Cool.
He then sacks his own city and continues on. Right.
Why did he sack his
And then, don't worry about it.
All right.
And then he got to this area of Turkey, the east coast. It was really good medium through audio only.
Oh, yeah.
So just right here. They went right here.
Yeah, they went there, and then
the
they went there.
You just want to look over at your phone. He went to the location of Troy.
Okay.
He wanted to reenact Troy.
Ah, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quirky.
So they got a man who wasn't dead yet, but they had him killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they put his body on the pyre, and they did the whole thing. They had the whole ceremony.
But they built
awesome.
A
Very
horse
fun.
And all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun. I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's having fun with it.
Exactly. And then they went down through Syria into Egypt. And
wanted to reenact Cleopatra and...
Oh, no. Well, he went there to see Alexander's tomb. He was a huge Alexander the Great fan.
Just a big fan.
Huge Alexander the Great fan. Mm-hmm. He started modeling himself after Alexander the Great.
I like this guy. No, this is cool. He's just playing the hits.
He went to a play in Alexandria.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what the idea was from the guy who made this play.
Oh.
But the play depicted Caracalla killing Geta.
Oh, no.
I hope that guy really hated living and yeah. really hated everybody he ever met.
Anyone who stole your pierogi, shot!
Caracalla told everyone in the city to go home. Everyone go home. He then told his soldiers to go house to house and kill everybody.
Oh. So not necessarily everyone he met, everyone he was in, like, a relatively near proximity 20, to.
20,000 people were murdered because of a play and a joke.
Well, should have.
Now,
we can't do comedy anymore.
Caracalla. That city got canceled. I need you to picture this image.
All right.
Caracalla is wearing this dark black cloak.
That's cool.
He is standing. This is a picture of what Caracalla looks like.
Oh, okay.
He looks.
Oh.
Like, that's a man. He looks like what he'd be like.
Yeah, fuck.
So imagine that with dark, his eyes not showing, fire from the city illuminating him.
That's kind of metal as fuck.
While he's standing on a roof. Beside him, Macrinus.
Ooh.
He is a, he is the Praetorian guy. The only thing that we really know about his image is that this is what he looked like, and he had an earring.
Oh, was it the gay earring?
I don't know. He might have had both, actually.
Okay.
I think that's both. You can't tell on this bus.
Okay, okay.
But we do know he had earrings, and the only reason to know that is because everyone was really, like, mad about it. But he did have earrings, and so, like, he's standing there like that, with just on the roof next to Caracalla.
Yeah.
Then Maximinus Thrax, he is said to be a 7-foot giant.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, this guy was, like, fucking huge.
He was standing.
Oh, that looks like a guy who would be absolutely yoked.
He was standing on the other side of Caracalla, looking down at the fire.
Jesus fuck.
And right beside Caracalla, right, like, where Macrinus was, Jeff was standing.
Oh, that's good.
And they're all watching the city of Rome, sorry, the city of Alexandria burn, and there your screams in the background, people are being murdered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Alexandria.
Alexandria.
Is that the library?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It is also said, at this time, that the city of the library of Alexandria was burnt down.
It's a coincidence at the same time.
This is, like, the sixth time. Library of Alexandria. Like, Caesar accidentally burnt it down. He dropped his torch and it
mistakes
accidentally...
Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, well, Augustus broke the nose off of Alexander the Great statue. And he said, Alexander, I have surpassed you.
Get fucked!
Yeah.
That's
which
funny.
Which I would agree with. And then they continue going on tour.
Hey, let's go!
Back up to Syria.
it's boys are back.
Yeah.
It's just like a weekend for the boys.
Well, Caracalla wanted, like, military glory.
Yeah.
Right? And who else to go against was the Persians. Well, Parthians. They're close enough. They're Persians.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So he decided, I need to declare war on Parthia somehow. All right. What to do first? Okay. Send an army into Armenia. That always does it.
There we go. Solution?
So a small army was sent into Armenia and immediately annihilated by an Armenian army. That didn't work so well. But
next time, hey, some plans.
Yeah,
innovation requires sacrifice.
He decided he was going to ask the. No, there's two stories here. He was going to ask the Parthian king Artabanus to marry, for Caracalla to marry Artabanus's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
A marriage alliance between the two great empires. That could fix all of their wars and problems, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first story, the more likely story, is that Artabanus just said, no, you're insane. Right? And that was enough pretext for Caracalla to say, nope, screw it, we're going to war.
Yeah, no,
who,
fair
am
enough.
I not good enough for you? The story that's less likely, but more fun, is Artabanus said yes.
Ooh.
And a wedding was set up. And in the middle of the wedding, Caracalla had everyone killed. Artabanus was able to get away.
I haven't read Game of Thrones, but, like, Red Wedding shit?
It is what most likely the Red Wedding was based on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, most likely. This one, like, kind of story thing here.
Mm-hmm.
But that, like, most likely didn't happen.
It was almost certainly just, like, He was like, go fuck yourself, what?
Yeah. He walked into Parthia.
I know, go fuck a kiss raided, yourself.
Raided some villages.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to some religious temples where the Parthian king of kings and all the kings previously, their ashes were, and he just scattered them to the wind.
Hey, get
fucked. As you do.
Yeah. Dust to dust.
And then he declared victory and left.
That's, yeah, he did it.
Hey.
That's a dub. We go next.
He planned on renewing his war in the spring.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just wanted to bag his winnings.
Yo, time out.
Exactly. One day, Caracalla was pooing on the side of the road.
Mm.
Yeah. When a man walked up to Caracalla and stabbed him to death.
What the fuck? Okay, all right. Okay. Well, that sucks.
Yep.
That's unceremonious.
Moments later, the man was shot by arrows, killing him instantly. Macrinus looked around, looked away from the killing, and then instantly shook himself and started taking command of everything. Now, you know Jeff wouldn't have been in the loop here.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was prophecies going around that Macrinus was going to be the next emperor.
Okay, okay.
And so Caracalla heard one. Macrinus was able to convince them that, nope, that's wrong, not me. And then so Caracalla was like, you know what? Yeah, sure, fine. And then, but Caracalla sent out more letters to see if anyone else was saying this, right? Someone else was saying this. Sent
many people have
one,
been saying
one
this.
One person, one guy. Well, like an oracle or whatever.
One guy!
So they tortured the oracle to try and make him not say it, because there was clearly the guys in Rome trying to, like, do Macrinus a solid.
And this is the oracle is saying Macrinus
will be the next emperor.
Next emperor, okay.
Right? And so eventually they can't make him, they torture him a lot, and he just won't say that Macrinus won't be the next emperor. So they send word out. Caracalla's holding the letters in his hand, and then the games are on. So he hands them to Macrinus and goes to the games. Macrinus is going through them. The last letter says, oh, yeah, Macrinus definitely, like, they definitely think he's going to be an emperor.
Oh.
Macrinus immediately starts planning, convinces a soldier who his brother got executed by Caracalla to kill Caracalla.
Mm.
Takes over, but most people won't, this won't come out until later.
Yeah, yeah.
Within days, Macrinus was declared emperor.
Oh.
He is the first non-senatorial class man to be the emperor.
Oh, shit.
The first thing Macrinus did was raise the pay of the soldiers.
Hey, let's go! Jeff getting the pay! Yeah. That's what, the like eighth time?
Yeah. Maximinus Thrax, not a big fan of Macrinus in general.
I feel like eventually the soldiers are just going to be more powerful than the emperor.
Well, you could already argue we're there. Because we're saying to the emperor, give us more money.
Oh, so it's not like this guy's like, I'm going to raise the pay of the soldiers.
Well, Macrinus did it before the soldiers said that.
Right? Oh.
He
predicted their every
move. Maximinus Thrax decided to just go join some legions on the Danube. He was just like, Caracalla's dead. Not a big fan of... not a big fan of Macrinus. About a year passes. I could go into it a lot. It is a hard time for Macrinus. Mm. He tries to balance out the economy. Can't work. He realizes that he can't cut the pay of the troops, but he also can't pay them anymore.
Mm.
He can't afford to pay them, but he can't afford to not pay them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like...
Monetarily can't afford to pay them, but like...
So he tries so many things to try and like balance the money with the military.
Yeah, yeah.
Military obviously just not having it.
Yeah, yeah.
What
if they just printed more
money? On May 20th, 218.
All right.
A boy named Bassianus declared himself emperor, 14-year-old boy. He was the nephew of Caracalla.
Okay.
There was rumors going around saying that he was the son of Caracalla.
Mm.
Obviously, that is not showing great things for Julius Mamia, I think that was her name, because that would have meant that brother and sister would have had to have to make Bassianus.
Oh.
So he claimed that he was Caracalla's son. Jeff, at this point, thought that it was right that Macrinus was emperor, though.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. It's the first time you see Jeff going away from the Severan dynasty.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also saw Macrinus as a loyal member of Caracalla's group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff would never find out that Macrinus was the one who killed Caracalla. Right?
Okay, okay.
And so they declared themselves emperor in Syria. And right now, Macrinus was in, like, Turkey and decided to go down to meet them. He went to a city of Apamea to talk to the Legion 2, Parthicus, and just to make sure they're all inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Make sure everyone's on the same page. Exactly. We're going to circle back, find True North, and get synergized.
Yeah, exactly. Word came in that Bassianus was following a religion called... Elagabal. It was the prophet Elagabalus.
Okay.
And so Bassianus renamed himself to Elagabalus. At this time, how do I bring this up without going into... There was a religion called Mithraism. Okay. Right? And based off of Mithridates, he was a... Or Mithras.
Is that like where the word myth comes from?
No.
Okay.
And Mithraism or Mithridatism or whatever it's called, it was weird because they worshipped a sun god,
the son of God,
right?
Okay, okay.
And they believed that the son of God was the chosen one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started getting like followers, and eventually he was executed on a cross. And 3 days later, he came back to life, right?
Okay. That's kind of a little far-fetched, but it's
exactly,
interesting.
Right? And story obviously, I could see people one group around. Of people at this time that would have a problem with that was the Christians of the time, who just said, you stole all of our good ideas.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Now, we don't know which one came first. We don't know when, how long Mithridaism was around.
Mm-hmm.
But they... both originated around the same time.
It's a cooler name. I wish that one won.
Yeah. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're starting to see more one guy, soul gods.
Yeah.
Like son of God, right? Because Elagabalus was there, and then there's also going to be one coming up soon called Sol.
Mm.
Sol Invictus. He was the sun god.
That's a name I've heard referenced.
These are all precursors to what eventually Christianity would become.
Yes, yeah.
The empire is going to turn Christian in 90 years.
All right. T-minus 90 years.
Right. And so Jeff and Macrinus headed with some of the Praetorian. So at this remember, at this time, it's an army. Praetorians are an army.
So how was the... stepping back like a quick second. How were the years in the Roman time then?
Off consuls.
Okay, so the years we're saying aren't the same ones had.
No.
Okay, okay.
But it was like in the year of Publius and Tiberius, because those were the two consuls.
I gotcha. I'm following.
Right? So that was, for the most part, how the years
went. Perfect. Okay.
So they headed south towards Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this stage... Elagabalus had Legion 3 Gallica.
Mm.
You probably don't remember, but Legion 3 Gallica is the legion that Jeff 1 was a part of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So,
do they still have ration problems?
Probably not. They're looking pretty
good.
They're looking pretty good. And then the legion that Macrinus tried to get on hand before, so Legion 2, also then defected.
Oh.
As soon as Macrinus left
to Elagabalus.
Now, Elagabalus had a man named Gannes working for him.
All right.
Now, Gannes was kind of like a dance teacher. he wasn't really that big of a deal.
Wasn't like a general or
no,
whatever.
No, but they just put him in charge because he seemed like he had like enough like, you know, yeah.
Enough chutzpah.
Like he had some experience.
He had enough clout.
Yeah. So on June 8th in 218, Gannes and Macrinus met in a small pitch battle.
Mm.
Gannes had two legions, while Macrinus had the Praetorian Guard. Gannes had more men, but Macrinus' men were more experienced because they were the men that were fighting with Severus, right? So they were veterans. They fought in two civil wars for the most part,
right? Yeah, they've been around.
Yeah. The battle began. The troops between the two met, and Macrinus's forces started pushing Gannes back almost immediately from the onset, right? And it would not be long before Ganny's men began to flee.
Mm.
Macrinus has won.
Ooh.
And then, Elagabalus, the 14-year-old, and his mother and his aunt get on horses, and they charge towards the army.
Oh.
Now, probably because like it's seen as, oh, they rallied the troops. Most likely, they see a 14-year-old effeminate boy and his mother and his aunt running towards the enemy. you're gonna feel like a coward, you know?
Yeah,
you're like... So they rally and they all come back and they hit Macrinus's line hard.
Oh shit!
The effect was immediate.
Is this boy Macrinus?
Macrinus flees.
Oh, fuck.
Leaving his troops still fighting.
Wow, what the fuck? Fuck this guy.
Yeah. And the men begin to surrender. Jeff was oblivious to all of this. He was in the middle of the fight, fighting people and then killing.
He was in it. He was getting his bloodlust fill.
Eventually, Jeff ran at a man, and a sword cut him in the stomach.
Oh.
Jeff fell to his knees, holding his stomach, and looked up. And we're in Syria, there's a desert, so there's sand everywhere, everywhere. And coming through the smoke, he sees a man holding a sword that is bloodied.
Ooh.
And he recognizes this man.
Yeah.
Not as someone that you've heard of, but that we will talk about in the future.
Okay.
And his name is Furius Timocythius.
Oh, that's a badass name.
That is who we named our little guy after here. Furious Tim is what his name is, right? Now, Furious Timocythius walked towards Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff stared up at him, and Furious Timocythius raised his sword. And now I will show you the picture of Jeff.
Oh.
He raised his sword.
Oh, yeah.
And cut Jeff's head off.
There it is.
Jeff being the last casualty of this battle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The end of being, Macrinus's...
Reign, yeah.
Reign.
Well, Macrinus is still alive, but he's still emperor. It's just fleeing. Yeah, well, it's... How long is he gonna be emperor for? Right? So at the age of 43, Jeff dies in battle at the Battle of Antioch.
Damn. What a way to go.
What a way to go. So, how you feel about him?
Honestly, I'm like, don't get me wrong, he's not bad. Seemed like he had a fair bit going on. But for the most part, it feels like he was along for the ride for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, he so happened to be drafted into Severus's army. And then was just kind of there the whole time.
Yeah.
Just kind of went with the flow. Wasn't really, shaking things up, doing much on his own. But just successful by way of,
interesting-wise, I could see him failing against.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how... I think you might have been right with your first correction about the more points. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because, how will we just get into it and talk about what the...
Let's get ranking.
All right.
Fightus Jeffianus.
All right. So let's talk about his fighting. Good first.
All right.
He joined the military and immediately was basically promoted to a centurion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was promoted before he even had to fight.
This is what I was talking about, where he did eventually become part of the Praetorian Guard, right?
Yeah,
he did. But the Praetorian Guard was no longer...
It was a different type of Praetorian Guard. Yeah.
Like, this guy was basically, at war his whole life.
Yeah. In his first battle, it was a pitch battle between Candides and Aemilianus.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch battle, full victory for Candides.
Yeah.
Jeff was in that battle, and he led a unit.
Okay. Yeah, so a contributor to the dub.
He briefly sieged Byzantium.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we can count much. He just was there while it was being sieged.
Yeah.
Ended
up being a successful siege.
Yeah,
so.
But he wasn't there ever. Like, even when they captured the city, he wasn't there. He was almost there.
Oh, yeah, because he was with Severus the whole time.
Well, no, Severus was sieging. He was with...
Nullus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, then, Severus and Nigel met in a pitch battle.
Mm-hmm.
And Severus won, again, Jeff. Being these two battles alone are bigger than the battle that Jeff 3 fought last episode.
Okay, okay.
Right? The one where he had a victory.
And, like, at the, and like he was a higher-ranking member of the military than Jeff 3.
Jeff,
he had more control, therefore his contribution to that battle was, like, a fair bit more.
Like, he did start losing a flank in one of the battles, but the gods came and...
Hey, he was still able to
jump. Yeah, and they still won. It doesn't matter if you start losing, if you win at the end.
Yes, yeah.
And then he fought... with Annulus against Nigel for the final time. Because first Severus and Nigel, then Severus won, Nigel left, Reed got more people, came back, Annulus and him fought, and this time...
Done for good.
Nigel done for good.
Yeah.
Jeff also part of that victory. That's three battles that he was a part of,
mm-hmm.
all of which were bigger.
All big battles, and he was high ranking in all
then,
wins.
Then nothing really happened until Albert... where the biggest Roman civil war battle...
300,000 on both sides.
Yeah, 300,000 on both sides.
It's massive.
And Jeff lived and survived and was a part of that battle.
And that part of that win.
And part of that win, right? After that, he joined the guard.
Mm-hmm.
Did some skirmishing.
You kind of have to stress, like, a different guard than last time.
Yeah.
More
fighty guard.
Still cushy, still, like, paid very well. Probably less fighting than what he was doing before in the military,
unless Severus was on the field fighting, he wasn't.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So, but they did some skirmishing in Britain.
Yeah.
They did,
Jeff Ford, the Beta Orbiter to Severus.
Yeah. I don't know how much we can count in Britain. He did only a little bit. It was, like, skirmishing against...
Nothing really happened.
Guerrilla warfare.
Still
a win. Yeah, just to mention it,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
It's more than Jeff 2.
It's like same with when they went to...
Jeff 2 just lost two battles and died in a siege.
Still, it's like... But, and, like, he also, like, went to the Proto-Scotland.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a battle. Was a genocide.
Yeah, and the genocide failed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it didn't work because Severus died right after, and Caracalla and Geta just left right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then...
Wow, so won a bunch of battles, lost genociding a people... Who are, like,
also,
locking themselves in their house.
Well, we're not even at the most embarrassing loss.
Oh.
Right? So, then they fought a small barbarian tribe as they were leaving Italy on tour.
Mm-hmm.
When I showed you he just beat some people, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very, very small.
Whatever.
Then they killed a bunch of innocent people in Alexandria.
Still a dub.
Yeah. Then Parthia raided some territory in Parthia.
Yeah, yeah.
Which again is whatever. No pitch battles though. No big battles.
It's one for the stats. He's padding the stats.
And then the final battle, which was the Battle of Antioch,
mm-hmm.
where it was a loss and he was the final casualty, and Macrinus should have won that battle. That was a battle that should have been won, but like no reason should have lost. Macrinus leaving caused them. They would have still won if Macrinus didn't run away.
Mm.
Right, like. So it is just unfortunate, but Jeff is a part of a loss, and he's the last death in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets executed by Furious Timocythius.
Which is cool.
Surrounded
but that's
by
for later.
Smoke. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, that's... Give it a bit.
He, more than the other two, for sure was in hand-to-hand combat fighting.
Honestly, like, I would almost say more than the other three.
Yeah, combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
So, like... This is one of the best.
I know. I'm honestly, in my head, I'm going, like, this feels like a 10.
Yeah. Well, we can do 10. Like, I don't want to give too much away because it's always context per person.
Yes, yeah.
But I will say there are times where, like, you know how I say Annulus led an army? There will be times where Jeff leads an army.
Yeah. But
it only happens very rarely, so I'm not
Yeah,
mad.
Like, I was like, 10, and then I'm like, maybe 9 because he
no,
was, like...
No, but even what? So, you brought up a good point. He did fight through all of that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was his whole life.
Yeah.
Like... Because some of those people that do that, they have, like, one or two battles that they do themselves, and then maybe they don't fight for the whole rest of their life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, even though that's still, I would say, for a Jeff, kind of like a 10 or 10.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just as good in a
yeah,
lot
yeah,
of ways,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I said, I'm leaning 10 just in my head, but the only thing I was thinking was 9, just because, like, it feels like it might not be good enough reasoning, but it was, like, there might be Jeffs who, like, he was, like, commanding a legion, or not a legion, he was, like, he had a group
centurion,
of men
yeah.
to command.
There's a bunch of centurions.
Like, yeah, yeah.
In centuries in a...
Yes,
in a
yes. He was in command of a century. There might be a Jeff later on who's in command of a legion.
Yeah.
Right?
And then some
that
are
would be
in
the
charge
thing.
Of the whole army.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Because there's a bunch of legions
but,
in an army.
But I would say army might get so far back enough that you're not really down there fighting with them.
Yeah.
You're more, like, the political command.
Yeah. But they still deserve to get, like, because it was their tactics that won the battle. Right? Yeah. Like, in this case, it wasn't Jeff's tactics. It was just him leading it.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Following orders that he already had.
Yeah, I guess, like, is putting out the war plan, like, a fightiest point? Or is that, like, you weren't really fighting, right?
Yeah, but maybe the plan wouldn't have worked if you weren't there. I feel like you have to take credit for plan. Like, Trajan was the mathematician behind all of his fighting,
mm-hmm.
but he just wasn't in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, but I would still give him 10 out of 10 because he is the reason. This is not the army doing whatever they want when they get there. That is him saying, you guys fight them, you fight them, you flank there, you do this.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That is his battle strategy. The only difference is he's not there wielding a sword because he can't.
Yeah.
Right? That's just not realistic.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm between 9 and 10 as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I could go
10.
Yeah, and I'll go 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to wait for, like, that one. Like,
I know. I feel like there's going to be, like, a perfect Jeff for this.
Yeah.
Who is, like, doesn't die in battle, or, like, dies in battle, but last, like, is there for longer. It ends up being a win. It's, like, a noble sacrifice. And they'll be like, well, fuck. Why did the other one get 20?
Exactly.
Right? But, yeah, 19. Like, yeah, he's definitely going to be up there.
That is 19 for Fighty's Jeff Yates.
Right.
Okay.
Opprobrium idiom.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know if these are good or bad. He has some bad.
He has some bad, but, like, it feels so little.
Compared to last week.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like there's, like, nothing.
Okay, so he is stupid enough to think that just standing outside of the Legion and hoping for the best...
Is
kind of dumb. So we have to count that, because we do count his stupidity as well.
Splitting the Empire.
Splitting the Empire, also a very stupid
pretty dumb,
idea.
Pretty dumb.
So we definitely have to count those.
But it's but in my head at least, nothing really came of it. So it's like, he was dumb.
That's because, like, Julia had a head. The emperors were about to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But hey, she still was there.
Yeah, yeah.
So she stopped it from going super
Fair
wrong.
Enough.
So it's just like, it was a dumb idea, but it didn't cause
but
anything.
It's still a story.
Yes.
So we have to give, like, at least
it's,
something.
Yeah, it's
for
like
that.
Points in the idiom, not in the opprobrium.
Yeah. Now one for the opprobrium. Killed the Emperor Geta.
Yeah.
That is big. Now, we gave a lot of points primarily for killing Pertinax last week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, Geta wasn't, like, as a big figure as Pertinax in terms, like, Pertinax was, like, trying to help. Yep. Geta was just, like, making animal noises in the palace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's real.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe another time.
I'm not going to yuck any yums, whatever.
And so he did kill a Roman emperor, which is still significant.
I will say it feels slightly less significant than, Spear 1 was Pertinax, right?
Spear 1 was Pertinax.
Yeah, because that was like, Jeff went, fuck this guy and throws the spear. Yeah,
this was Caracalla's
plot that Jeff was involved in. It wasn't Jeff deciding of his own volition, I'm going to do this, right? So it was like, yes, he was involved in the murder of Geta, but at the same time, it wasn't him taking the reins and selling the Empire.
Now, Caracalla on tour. Something has to be said that Jeff was there when 20,000 people were slaughtered in a city. He was on the roof standing with Macrinus, Caracalla,
and
Drax.
And
looking really cool. Now, just, like, I know he doesn't look that cool, like, but I could still see him with, like, a cloak on, he's very pale, very skeletal.
I feel like if he wore a cloak, then Caracalla would have killed him.
Yeah, he would have.
He's like, that's my thing. Fuck you.
Caracalla
was such a petty bitch.
He was. He also was not clever enough to realize that Macrinus was the one who killed Caracalla, and then he went on and blindly supported Macrinus to his death.
That feels fair, though.
If he did not know, he would have not been in that battle, at least on that side, and he would not have died in that battle, most likely. It was his own inability to be able to see what was right in front of his eyes, because people were at this point were saying it. He was just not agreeing with it.
That feels fair to me, at least.
People being tricked happens all the time.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, in my head, at least, it's like, looking into, like, JFK or whatever.
Right.
Where it's, like, I mean, yeah, it makes sense that, like, it was, like, a CIA op or whatever, but it's, like, no, it's not, like, the files aren't out there. I can't really say it for sure. And it's like, if it comes out that like, no, not at all, I'd be like, yeah, you know what?
Fair
that
enough.
Makes sense too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, so it's like, I can't blame him.
No,
right?
No. Okay.
He didn't see it. He didn't watch it. Like,
so that is still stupid as a soldier. Tried to sell the Empire. Was part of Caracalla's tour, which killed a man to do the Troy.
Tried to sell the Empire?
No.
Or no, killed Geta, you mean.
Killed Geta, sorry. Yeah. Did I say sell the Empire?
Yeah, yeah, he said tried to sell the Empire. I was like, whoa. I feel like we missed a whole...
On his own...
yeah. That would have been really funny.
Yo, if you give me money, I'll just give you the Empire. So, Emperor.
Hey. Trust me.
And then he killed Geta. He went on tour around the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then was part of the Trojan thing where they killed a man just to do the play.
I don't know, that's
and
fine.
Then, again, the whole 20,000 people dead in Alexandria. That wasn't him, but he was supporting the guy doing it.
Yeah. See,
he did not see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, but a lot of it feels like just, I don't know, minor. Feels like what you would kind of expect from just someone
what
who, like, joins the army. Honestly, like, really low.
Really? I'm thinking a 5 base.
Oh,
for...
I was thinking like no higher than 2.
Well, let's see. Jeff 1 got a 12 altogether for just...
Jeff 1 almost killed an entire legion because of his actions.
Yeah.
Because he was fucking up the trade routes.
I would rather kill an entire legion than a 25,000...
See, but it wasn't... The point in my head that is the difference here is it was Jeff 1's fault.
Okay.
He fucked up the paperwork or whatever. Jeff 1 or Jeff 4 was just there.
Here's how I'm splitting the points, because, like, as much as he was
there...
We can
disagree, but...
Yeah, of course. As much as he was there, like, this is going to be the trend from now on. The more we get into the political aspects, it'll be Jeff doing stuff with people.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to have to hold his actions that he does while with other people accountable for him as well.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
but it's the
way
same as
I
like
would
a...
divide the points for me is he's getting at least 3 for killing a Roman emperor. That is big.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people kill Roman emperors. You're getting a base for that, I think. A couple points for being stupid.
Yeah.
And then I would also tag a point on for the 20,000. I'm going for like 6, personally.
Yeah. And see, and at least to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, he was kind of dumb, but killing the Roman emperor wasn't of his own volition. He didn't make that decision.
Yeah,
he was
still
just there for it. But if he... wasn't there that day,
it would have happened.
It would have happened, but it wouldn't have been him.
Still,
right?
Again, has to be responsible for his own actions. He could have said no and been a
but
good
it's,
boy.
But it's similar to Jeff 2, where I was saying, like, well, he started the plague that made this so difficult, and, you know, maybe he was stupid and he should have just left, but it's like, that was expected of a Roman soldier that he would stay. It was expected that he follow his general, follow his emperor.
Well, Geta was his emperor as well.
Yeah, they were both his emperor, but he was closer with one of them.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's the reason he's getting, a point for the emperor thing is because, he chose to support that emperor.
Yeah.
It just so happened that emperor said, yes, we're going to kill my brother.
No, sounds good. I just don't want you to, like, look back and be like, man, like, this guy did significantly less bad than, because, again... As bad as it sounds, I think Jeff 2 is one of the crazier opprobrium people. Sorry, Jeff 3, 4, sorry.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most opprobrium setting people because most people don't do as much. Like, in my opinion, he is one step down from Jeff 3 because Jeff 3, it wasn't his decision to sell the Empire. And we gave him a lot of points for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was Greg's idea.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, technically you could argue we should have knocked him down for that. But we didn't because he was still conscious decision to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, I feel like it's fewer points than the spear to the chest, fewer points than selling the empire because, like, that idea is insane versus, like, we're just going to genocide these people. We do it every Tuesday.
Fair enough.
Expected. So, like, honestly, like, two feels low.
It is low.
But, like, he feels like such a beta orbiter. Like, he just went along with everything and didn't really
think
for himself.
I think it's the fact that he has some opprobrium, quite a bit of crazium. Jeff 1 literally did one thing, right? Like, it was
But
just,
that was a lot of people.
But
that
I also,
was fucked up.
To be fair, I also feel like we overranked Jeff 1.
Yeah, and Jeff 1 we might go back to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but, like...
I don't know, I'm between 6 and 7.
Oh, yeah, I'm nowhere near there.
No?
I'm like 2, maybe a 3.
Okay.
Just because, like, at least...
Well, if you go
to
2, I'm going 7. If
at least,
you go 3, I'm going 6.
Like, at least in my heart of hearts, I'm like, he wasn't anywhere close to being the mastermind or the ideas guy for any of this.
Fair enough.
He was just so happened to be there, and that was what he had to do to maintain his life.
I totally understand.
That viewpoint. So like, yeah. What if I go 2.5?
You go 2.5. Oh, 6.5.
Sounds good.
So that is nine. Fuck, man. For killing an emperor, he doesn't even get half marks.
Just no volition. No volition.
All right. Successus Jeffius.
Successus Jeffius.
It was not bad.
I think he's winning so far in this. Okay, let me say.
Feels like he's less than three.
What?
Feels like he'd be lower than three.
Why? Three never talked to an emperor before.
Three went from peasant to Praetorian guard. This guy went from, or slave to Praetorian guard.
This guy went from peasant legion to commander.
Isn't that, no, okay, is Praetorian guard higher than being in the army?
He was part of the Praetorian guard as well, though. And he was part of a Praetorian guard that wasn't corrupt, right?
Well.
So, like.
That's probably bold.
Like, Jeff III, as much as he was, like, kind of in charge, he never was had the position of being in charge.
Okay.
He was there to his seniority.
Okay.
And he never actually talked to an emperor before. Okay. Jeff III.
Okay.
Like, even Jeff I talked to an emperor, right?
Yeah.
But Jeff IV spends his entire life with emperors.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for Jeff IV's actions in this round, Jeff V would not accomplish anything next episode. Now, I know we can't judge it off that.
I was going to say, well, if it wasn't for Jeff 3's actions last round, Jeff 4 wouldn't.
Well, no, because Jeff 4 grew up on a different path.
Oh,
if
okay.
Jeff 3, that's why we didn't rank Jeff 3 that highly in this one.
Yes, yes.
Because we were saying that if he had a child, sure, that might have looked good, but it's his nephew that he never met.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
His nephew was already talking to Severus.
Gotcha.
By the time they even met for the first time.
Yeah.
So he was close with Septimius Severus. He was one of the best friends of Caracalla.
Yeah.
He is now, like, everyone in the city knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more, like, not great. Maybe as
so I want to say it feels maybe similar to Jeff 3.
It does feel similar.
Because it's like, Jeff 3 may not have got as high.
Yeah.
But Jeff 4 started on a better foot.
One step up.
Yes.
But also got one step further.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, like, similar.
Yeah.
Because it's like, from Praetorian Guard and Jeff 3, I feel like, if we went one step further, it would have just been, like, some sort of commander, some sort of centurion.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of right-hand man to the emperor sort of deal.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't feel like you can really go much higher than that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he did get higher, but he started off better.
Yeah.
So I want to...
I think that the family itself, because his son is alive now, and I didn't mention it, but his son's already part of the Praetorian Guard. Now, I'm personally, for this, I'm putting him a bit above, so I'm going to give him an 8.
I could put him at the same.
An 8?
Same as 3.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Was a 7, I believe?
They accomplished a different amount. No, they accomplished the same amount differently.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why this is a bit weird, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, we're going to get, for the most part, much more of people like Jeff 4.
Yeah.
People like Jeff 3.
I guess because, like, I'm thinking in the future when it's a Jeff who, like, social status doesn't change, then it's like, well, I mean, if you're, like, accruing wealth or status or anything like that, that's good for the family.
And I also think maybe it's also why we should maybe do 50-50, because when we get to those people, then we can focus on what they do for themselves, especially more. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, that way we can have a good balance of it. And Jeff 3 undoubtedly helped his family name.
Yes.
And I forgot to mention, he did give Jeff, all his money went to Jeff 4 as well.
Yeah.
Right? Which is big.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, yeah, I want to stick with the same.
Yeah.
7.
Okay. So
he's like
15,
six of one, half a dozen of another. Yeah. That feels fair.
That feels fair. We have to cut some of that.
That's fine.
That was like 20 minutes of just us talking about.
That's fine, though.
All right. Tempest.
Tempest Aegio.
Died at the age of 43.
43, so 2.15.
Is it 2.15? Should I check?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's so hot.
It is. We're almost done.
Yeah, no, we're close.
Ooh, 43 divided by 100. Oh. 2.15.
I was right. 2.15. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. It's 2.15. Almost right down the middle. All right, and then we get to probably the one I've been looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
Defecus Jefficus. Defecus,
baby.
All right. Okay, so let me paint the picture one more time. Macrinus flees. The army is surrendering. Jeff is in the middle.
Well, the army is dying.
Dying and surrendering. Some guys are just going down like, oh, I recruit. Like, because they're not going to kill them if they're like that. These are still Romans fighting Romans.
Oh, okay.
You can just get these guys on side.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But Jeff, not having it. He fully believes Macrinus.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just fighting and killing, and eventually he gets to a point where, out of nowhere, some like anime stuff where a sword just slashes him, and he looks around and no one's there.
Someone is sheathing their katana behind him. Yeah, yeah.
No one's there, and he looks around. There's just dust in the air and Ooh. Smoke. And then a man that we'll get to know more next week, or next time we record, 2 weeks, a man comes out of the smoke holding a sword, and the sword had to hit Jeff's blood on it from the slice, and then raises it up, and as Jeff looks up at him, he cuts his head off in the battlefield, being the last casualty of the war.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Like, it's much cooler than dying in your sleep, dying of a plague. I think the only comparable one is killing the slave owner.
Yeah, that one's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, and that one got, I think we gave that one a 7 each, maybe a 6
What is
each.
It, 5 points we it's, each give?
We each give 5. That's 6 plus 7, 5, that's 6 each, right?
The rough... roughly? Do you mean 3 each?
3 each? Well, no, because we divide 10...
Oh, we give it out of 10 divided by 20 by 4.
4, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, then I think you're right.
We just divide whatever number by 4, I think. Is that what it is?
Yes, yes. And I think it was a 5 and a 6.
5 and a 6, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nah, I'll be honest, this is probably my favorite one so far.
Fair.
What are you thinking?
7?
You think a 7?
7. Because, like...
Yeah, no, I can totally get on board with a 7.
I'm waiting for the one who, like, goes out in, like, a blaze of glory.
Yeah, there's still 6 points there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 7. Yeah, no, or, like... Like, see, there's only one way I'll accept someone dying in their sleep. And it's coming, like, kind of quickly.
All right, in the next few episodes, we'll find out. We'll find out.
It's nice.
All right. All right.
I'd want that life.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, so 14 divided by 4, is that what we're doing?
14 divided by 4, yeah. 3.5?
That looks fine with me.
Good stuff.
3.5. Is it 0.50, right? Oh. All right, that is... 19 plus 9 plus 15 45.15 48.65.
Oh, I believe your calculator more.
I don't. I don't believe my calculator more.
19.
Okay, 19 plus
28.
9.
43.
Plus
45.15. No, 48.65. Plus 3.5. Cool.
Is it 48? 48.65,
yeah.
Okay, 48.65. I don't know where I added. Okay, yeah, whatever. That's a respectable score.
That's all right.
All right, 48.65. Although, I think we genuinely, for the first time, have a discussion. Does he deserve to stay in the family? So, Jeffianus or Jefficus? I'll go first, because you're clearly on the fence.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
And do you want me to give my reasonings first?
Yeah. Go.
First of all, that death is quite phenomenal. Yeah. I do like that death a lot. The fact that he took part in the biggest Civil War battle.
Yeah, 600,000 on each side.
600,000 on each side. That is insane. The fact that he was there. Like, you can make a perfect movie of him standing on the roof with Caracalla.
Yeah.
On the, you know?
No, that's like a sick shot.
And then it started with him, like... It's how much would I want to see this in a movie? I think I'd want to see this movie. Because it starts with him like being like a boy. I'm going to go and I'm going to fight. And that's all he ended up doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like he... And then he is by far the most fighty guy we've had so far.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not saying much because of the only three.
No, fair.
And then he also went to Britain and Gaul and Turkey. He went all around the empire.
Yeah, he went on a tour.
So I personally definitely think he should get it. If you don't, or you decide not to, we have to go to a coin.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, because his success, like his like ability to like lead the family and all that.
Yeah.
Like he was a I'm sticking with the kind of joke I've been making. He was a beta orbiter. He just so happened to be around the guy who was then able to win. And that's not,
it was
like
his ambition though that kept him moving up.
But it was, he just wanted to fight. Yeah. He was just there to fight.
But
if
he did
been...
hail Septimius Severus Caesar, which he did not need to do. But he realized that, yo, I can do this shit. Let's do this.
Yeah, but my guess is if he lived a little more to, like, the south or the west, he would have been on Nigel or Albert's army, done the same thing, and got fucked.
Yeah, I can get that.
Because it's not like he didn't see Severus as, like, a great mastermind. That's why I'm going to join him. He just so happened to be near him and go, if I do this, then if he wins, I'm going to get success. I'm going to be able to move up pretty easily. And that's not what you want from the head of a family.
No.
You want somebody who made their own success, who able to, like, you want somebody who would look at all three of them, go like, you know what? It's going to be Severus. So I'm going to go with Severus.
Maybe it's because I know the Jeffs so well that I'm like, I'm not thinking about it too far in the future, but while I'm doing the research, I'm always thinking like, ooh, I wonder if you're going to get it or not. And I usually have my answer before we even start recording.
Yes, yeah.
Because I know the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I also know the broad strokes of a lot of the rest of the stories.
Yes.
And like...
See, but I'll say that feels like cheating
for
an argument.
It does feel like cheating for an argument. And you totally don't have to. And we could totally go to the coin. I'm just saying like... We're going to get a lot of lives not like this. Very different. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps along the same lines of coasting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I would say the same thing for all of them, is they shouldn't lead. Perhaps maybe there's an argument where, like, similar to Jeff 1,
yeah,
because they were able to find success and were in the family, sure, they can,
yeah,
they
I
can
think
be
if
part
Jeff
of it.
1 deserves to fucking have it, then Jeff 4 definitely believes
no,
that.
No, Jeff 1 was, like, the exception
yeah.
to the rule, because if Jeff 1 and 2 were swapped places, it would have been Jeff 2 and not Jeff 1.
Yeah. Okay.
It's purely because he's one. He's there to be out in the first round. Like, the most I would give Jeff 4 is, like, maybe he can get in, but there's no shot he should win.
Fair enough.
Just because, again, he didn't do any of it himself.
Well, I think with making the... See, and you're right there, too, but he also got from being a peasant to doing...
Yep.
To being, like... best friends with a Roman emperor, which again, we're not going to have many people who are best friends with Roman emperors. We'll have like the more like the farther we go, we'll go through like periods where like it's just besties.
Yes, yes.
Right? And definitely friendships closer to emperors than this one is. Because Caracalla seemed like a crazy guy to have.
Yeah. And again, that just feels like Jeff was only there, not because he was like Caracalla is going to lead everybody to the glory of Rome. It was because he was next in line after
making
Severus
bank.
And Jeff was there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
He wasn't making the good decision.
I don't want to trust
that with a family. If he wins, I will say, I think I hit the nail on the head that all of his success was from luck.
Okay. And then we'll also have people that will get in touch through like Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell which one of us is just stupid and wrong and the other one is.
That's fair. Okay. To the coin.
Wait, who's deciding? So usually in Totalis Rankium, Jupiter decides. So Jupiter's the coin.
Okay.
Wait, actually, I guess we should do this. Queen Elizabeth is going to decide if Jeff 4.
That's wild. All right, yeah, fair enough.
All right, so all right, Queen Elizabeth, fate. Is Jeff 4 deserve to stay in the family?
That was a flick.
That was a horrible flick.
No. That's... Oh, don't touch it. That's a head. That's a head.
Okay. Yeah. I guess he gets it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to fight tooth and nail for him to not go any further.
I don't think he'll go any further, to be fair. I don't think he'll go much further. But I don't know. I really like him. And you know what it was, too? Before I started researching him, I didn't think he was going to get it. And then the more I researched, maybe it's because this was the first time where I got to talk about big events.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That I was like, besides like,
yeah,
in Rome,
I guess.
Like big battles. It was
yeah,
the
yeah.
first time I was able to talk about big battles.
Yeah.
That like maybe got me excited and maybe I'm too gung-ho over that and
yeah.
I gave it to him for no reason.
Yeah, because I'm just like, just because you participated in it doesn't mean you're like necessarily fit to be part of the elite of the best Jeffs.
Of the best Jeffs.
Right? You were just there.
Yeah, trust me. We're going to be going through some droughts where we're like, we get like five or six in a row that don't get
that's
it.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And that's like not for a while. I think like, again, we have Jeff the Great episode.
Who's no shot.
And but... the like I keep thinking about it and it's going to be a long, we're not going to be able to cover anything. What's our time at?
4,100 beats per...
Do you know what that is at all, vaguely?
No.
Okay. I want to ask you one quick question then.
Sure.
I want you to explain to me what you think the crisis is going to be like.
Oh, is this happening?
What are you expecting? Well, Elagabalus is now the emperor.
Yes.
He only lasts a few years, and eventually a man named Alexander Severus will become the emperor.
Okay.
Once Alexander gets overthrown and dies, and the Severan dynasty ends... a man will come in charge that we've already met. We've already met him in our story.
Okay.
And he'll become emperor. And he is wildly considered. It's the year of the six emperors. That's what this year is called.
All right.
Don't worry. Last one. It's the all last right, one. Right. We don't have the year of the seven emperors coming up or anything.
We'll never know.
But the year of the six emperors starts the crisis, in my opinion.
Okay.
So the crisis of the third century happens next episode.
Okay.
Because Jeff 5 will live until about halfway through it.
Okay.
So what are you expecting to go wrong? This is a crisis. People thought the empire was going to end. What are you expecting from every angle?
Honestly, if it's called like the crisis, that makes me feel like it's like people were, like you said, empire was going to just collapse like right. very quickly. So like I almost feel like it has to be this like year of the six emperors did something to fuck up like trade routes to Egypt or the other river, the Danube, where it's just like they are unable to like feed people, so that starts to like defect and like rebel, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So
you think like there's a lot of rebellions
where it becomes something like similar to like I think it's kind of similar to like the French Revolution.
Yeah.
Where it's just like people can't eat, so like fuck these rich fucks.
So you're thinking a lot of civil war.
Well, I'm thinking not
the six emperors.
Yeah, but not the same civil wars we currently had.
Okay,
more like the empire versus the people,
right.
Because the empire can't like treat the people.
Well, we also know that they're all struggling right? financially.
Yeah, they're in like a ton of debt or whatever
to the army.
yeah, where it's like yeah, the just debt. They're not going to be able to feed the people. I expect like because. The army isn't going to be able to be fed. They're going to be on the side of the people. And just Rome is essentially going to, like, not the death, fall end of it, but, like, it's going to become...
Oh, you think so? Do you think territory is going to be lost?
Much less. like a significant amount. Like,
yeah.
Maybe those trade routes were lost, but, like, losing those trade routes mean, like, they lose a ton.
You know, it's something we haven't had to deal with much, and it's the last thing I'll say before we, like, wrap it up.
Yep.
We have not had to deal with barbarian invasions from the north yet.
Oh, okay.
and don't get me wrong. There's like 100 things that go wrong, and you have hit some points on the head that do go wrong.
Okay.
So there's a lot that's going to happen. And
all right.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be a good time.
Again, in the next three Jeffs, we're going to be going over like 35 emperors.
Okay.
And... where we're at now, we've been through about 15.
Cool.
So these first four, we've been through like
15. We're just going to rapid fire through them.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to say, and this guy becomes emperor. And then this guy dies. And then this guy becomes emperor.
There we go.
And then Jeff does this. And then this guy dies.
Cool. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's wrap all right. it up.
Well, congratulations, Jeff 4. You can go to the knockout rounds to meet your uncle, who you don't like at all.
Meh.
And lose to him. He did get more points than you, which I think you'd be upset about.
Yeah.
But they're probably not going to be in the same
bracket round.
We'll see. We'll
group.
We'll put like the first, depending on how big the bracket is. We can top five numbers.
We can seed it. We can seed it.
Yeah, the top five numbers we'll put in like different individual.
Yeah, groups, that's just seeding.
They're not all in one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah.
Cool.
Okay. And then obviously this episode's coming out later. But we've already done that last week.
That we have.
So, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, so just to reiterate what we said last week, which is what we said like an hour.
But by
like
this point, it won't matter because it'll already have passed.
Oh, okay. Never mind. This is last week we were at a.
They'll hear this episode in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
And in 2 weeks, gotcha. We record Jeff.
Yes. 3 weeks, you mean?
3 weeks.
Because this Sunday is three, and then 1 week, 2 week.
Well, next Thursday we don't record, but the Thursday after we do, I believe.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday, whatever. Leave in the morning, so I won't have time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I think I'm whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It's already happened.
Yeah. All right. I guess all we got to do is our outro stuff.
That we do.
You can follow us on Twitter.
That is at Pax Americus Pod, PAXAMERICUS Pod. Or you can follow our individual Twitters. Mine is at Alsatoric, ALSATOREC. Or
mine is BA Fawcett, FAWCETT. You could follow us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Spotify.
Every major except every, Stitcher.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that Stitcher is a major podcatcher.
Not anymore.
Not.
No, RIP. I think we should mention that it won't be on Stitcher every week.
Yeah. Some people are going to know, what's Stitcher? Yeah, but also probably others that we don't know of. And,
well, it's on Pocket Cast, something.
Yeah, yeah. There's
it's on a lot.
And well, this is still at the point where like I think we're going to work on getting it on YouTube, so it might be there. Worth taking a look if you prefer that. But
yeah, by the time this episode comes out, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If not, probably for sure by the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be all from us this week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hope you had a good time. And
until next time.
See you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.